incredible developments. JonesLive.com.
Tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thursday, May 7th, 2026, and we have so many massive historical developments happening right now. Last night, it was officially announced by Saudi Arabia at about 7 o'clock at night. It was officially announced by Kuwait. And so I got home from working late, went in, sat down in the bedroom, shot a little four-minute report, and said Saudi Arabia just closed its airspace to the U.S. military. And they have to have that to be able to get into Iran so these military operations can be forced to stop. And I was immediately flooded with masses of bots and people saying I was lying. So I started posting screenshots of the Wall Street Journal and, you know, even CNN. I've never seen such war propaganda that's so ham-fisted. It's just an insult to everyone. I mean, if you're going to have war propaganda, at least make it good. So now it's official, though, that Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, we've got our main military bases other than Qatar, said it's over. They tacitly approved strikes to take out nuclear material 69 days ago. But as it became clear that Israel wanted total regime change and that it wasn't going to work and that it's going to destroy the world economy, that's all interconnected, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, it's now being reported by the Wall Street Journal and New York Times, and the White House admits it was in a long conversation with Trump, and they're good friends. He said, look, you've got to end this operation. You've got to declare the war over. Now, that call actually happened 2 days ago, but he gave Trump a couple of days, and then you saw Marco Rubio come out and say, okay, offensive operations are over. We're going to wind the war down now. Now, we've heard the war is over 30-plus times from Trump, over a dozen times from Rubio, but this time, it has a very good chance of sticking because Saudi Arabia, other than Israel, is our most important ally in the Middle East. And then, you know, Kuwait is a very close fourth or fifth after places like you know, Egypt's really in Africa, but it all fits into the Middle East. And, of course, Jordan. So this is a really, really good development. Sanity is coming in. And, again, I got massively attacked the last 69 days by neocons and people saying I'm an Iranian agent for predicting how all this would go. Now, Israel, even though I'm totally vindicated now, of course, now Israel doesn't give up easily. And they're already saying they're not going to abide by any of this, and they're reloading to go to full war with Iran again. So we're not out of the woods yet, but I'm going to unpack this first as quickly as possible. It's so historic. We come back and 400-plus stations and TV stations join us. And then we got to get into the hantavirus. And the way this has been rolled out, I've held my tongue the last 5 days. I've researched it all in great detail. There is no doubt this is a globalist WEF UN COVID 2.0 fear-mongering operation. In fact, I made the decision last night to go ahead and announce that on air that I was sure of it. And then by the time I woke up, put your mask back on, EU. Run for the hills. Singapore cases. We're all dead. I'll lock everything down. Kill air travel. I mean, unbelievable. So they're about to turn off the Iran war and move into the virus hysteria, then the UFO hysteria. We're going to decipher it and break it all down straight ahead, my Paul Revere's. Stay with us and share those live feeds now. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. That's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. Get the free app for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and thealexjonesstore.com. Do you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't really work? I always ask people, they never know the answer. Even salesmen, I go, who's the best salesman? The best salesman, a smart salesman, goes and finds what is the hottest, best product that's in demand. It sells itself. I promote freedom. I promote liberty. You are insane if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, the very best out there. You're insane if you don't get our methylene red. You're crazy if you don't do bovine colostrum. You're crazy if you don't take these products. They really work and they fund the operation.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth.
We've got it.
Now we see the earth now.
We've got it.
All right, two incredibly important central points that I need to make about the Alex Jones Network and the state of this operation and how you're involved in it at a beyond critical role. And then I'm going to embark on the historic news. But just like a light switch, when they start to turn off this Iran war, which we have a very good chance of happening now, and this is just amazing, 69 days in, they flipped the switch with the Junta virus. And I've studied the cruise ship. I've studied what's happening in Singapore, the EU, Argentina, the propaganda bureaus, the operations, all of it. This is 100% COVID 2.0 hysteria. The Junta virus, if you believe the reports of how it spreads human to human so easily and how it's killing people so quickly, appears to be weaponized. Appears to be gain of function, because we've studied the Junta virus. It's what killed Gene Hagman's wife because she went untreated and died in the bed because he had Alzheimer's, and then he wandered around for a week and fell over with a heart attack. What a great guy. Love that guy. But the point is, I mean, it can kill you. You know, it kills 5, 6, 7 people a year in the United States, usually an Indian reservation. It's in rat and mice feces, and it's very hard for human to human. In fact, they're not even sure when you read the literature that it actually is human to human. They're pretty sure it's only rodents to human. So you basically got to ingest or you know, get some rat poop and some food you eat, because the virus can live inside there for a while. And it uses that as a delivery system, a vector. So I'm going to be getting into that, but it has all the hallmarks, all the earmarks, all the telltale signs of a staged event, and now you've got the hype machine kicking in. The EU, wear your mask, don't go out, lockdowns are needed, stop airline travel. It's all beginning again. They want lockdowns, they want control, they want to crash the economy, and if the war won't do it, and if the Strait of Hormuz gets opened, what have I said? They'll use war, they'll use viruses, they'll use migrant flows, because it's in their own UN documents of how they're going to bring in world government to do that. Would you like me to cite where those are? There's a lot of them, but you can go to the lawsuit by Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs, two different ones. In 2007, they got the documents right as my film was finishing, Endgame. We put it in the film. It's free online, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And the UN says we're going to bring in world government using Disease X, probably respiratory virus out of China, they say, and collapsing third world populations, flooding the West, economic collapse, and war. So they tell you at the Rockefeller Foundation, at the UN, at the WF, how they're going to do it. That's how I know it. And in 2004 documents, the CDC is like, to create fear and train people to be in lockdowns, we'll say 6 feet apart and wear masks and close all major non-essential events. So people ask years before, how did I predict they would do all this? They see clips of me doing that. It was off of a damn government document. But let me just stop. We're going to get to that. We have an escalation by top admirals, you name it, on Fox News saying there is a higher alien intelligence in control of the UFOs. Yes, it's covered up. Yes, it's about to come out. Now, whether you believe that or not, it's a huge deal they're saying that, but it's all heavily coordinated. And if you think you're going to get the truth out of these people, I got a bridge I'm ready to sell you. Okay? I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, or I'll sell you some oceanfront property in Arizona. And from my front porch, you can see the sea, as the good old George Strait says. So we're going to be getting into all of that. We're going to be getting into the redistricting that's happening and some of the major victories Trump's happening there and some of the defeats and strategies into the midterms. We're going to be getting into more globalist statements about how the public has no rights and can all be enslaved. Bill Gates, Yuval Noah Harari, and more. We're going to look at big picture, what other crises the globalists are going to be trying to kick off. Also, they've now released big excerpts of what was in the sealed or closed meeting with Ludnig and others on the Epstein ongoing cover-up in Congress yesterday. We've got big stack of really important information there. And the big victory here is the populist movement that's nonpartisan has been forcing this out in the open, and it just shows that the establishment that's been using all this blackmail is on its heels. So we'll be getting to all of that today as well. And then we have amazing lawyer and talk show host to cover the waterfront with us, Viva Fry, in the second hour. In the third hour, Mike Adams is loaded for bear, one of the smartest people I know, the health ranger, on what's really going on with these data centers. These data centers that some of the ones they're building are 40 square miles big. And you do the data equations, it's way more data than AI would even need projected out in the future if AI took control of every appliance, every machine, every decision. So what's really going on here? We'll also look at the hentavirus with him, the Epstein developments, the overall robot rollout, the future of MAGA, and more. And then I'm going to take phone calls in the fourth hour, ladies and gentlemen. But it is simply insane how big these data centers are and the amount of power they use. Well, we're all told we can't have air conditioning your car or eat beef because it's bad for the earth, because cows fart. Oh, but these giant cities being built for this AI technology to take over is just simply amazing. We've got a lot of big developments on that front we'll be getting to. So, I'm going to hit the hentavirus after I hit Iran. And boy, we have some really interesting statements there by the globalist. But the first thing I want to hit is what Saudi Arabia just did, putting Trump and Israel in check, Nexus checkmate, saying none of your aircraft can fly over us, and Kuwait saying the same thing, and then Trump pulling back and saying, okay, offensive operations are over. Now, he's already said that many times, but this time, this is a real breakup of the coalition, and I'll explain why that's happening. But this is a big, big deal. But first, the two things I needed to update you on that are so critical, that I need to burn people's brains. Obviously, most of you know this. You're smart. That's why you're here. You're informed. But still, the general public, when they see hundreds and hundreds of headlines and hundreds of news programs, when I say hundreds, it's thousands, actually. Every newspaper in the country has been running this crap. I was in a restaurant picking up food the other night, and they had three TVs on the bar, and there it was on the bar. InfoWars shut down, InfoWars closes, Onion now owns it. They said that a year and a half ago. It was a fraud and a hoax. The federal court said it looked criminal, but said the sale wasn't real. 3 weeks ago, they announced they owned it again and said that had been ruled. It was not. But the court, run by the Democrats in Austin, Texas, the state court, did order us out of the building. And so even though we've now had the appeals court block that, we made the strategic decision to still stay out of the building until that is fully adjudicated in a hearing coming up the 28th. Now, the federal court in Houston, the top bankruptcy court, has announced an emergency hearing tomorrow at 2 p.m. in Houston on this. So there's major action. But the point is that it is a giant damn hoax and a lie that the Bloomberg Finance, that's who financed it through his gun control group, they brag about it. People go, really, Bloomberg? They go on Stephanopoulos and ABC News and CNN and brag about it. You played the clips 100 times, 200 times. I'm not going to play it again. Okay? Just look it up if you want to see it. And when they did that a year and a half ago, it killed sales almost 75% at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now shut down. And that almost shut us down in and alone because people thought, well, you don't own it. I'm not going to support it. It was a lie. But people still can't believe when they hear a lie so big. Well, there's no way CNN and ABC News and the New York Times and my local newspaper. People trust local news more than national. They still don't trust it. National news has about 50% trust. Local about 40%. But it's just wild. So I've had a guy at a gas station. My family's had their phones blow off the wall. The emails everywhere. Our sponsors are getting calls. Bigley's gotten thousands of calls and emails. Oh, it's so sad Alex is off the air. And they're like, you can watch the show at thealexjonesstore.com right on the front page and listen to it free. We're on Rumble. We're on X. We're on the satellites to all the same radio stations and TV stations. But so many of the listeners that missed when I was saying it here and there, they literally think, oh, man, we're going to miss Alex. And I can show you hundreds of headlines. Finally, Alex Jones off the air. Onion owns it. So I'm asking all of you in the information war. And yes, we've had huge spike in audience Thursday and Friday. And we still have a huge audience, but we are also learning that masses of people don't know where to find us. So we want to maximize the Streisand effect of what these dirty dogs did. That's why I'm begging you. On your entire email list, on your entire text message list, in person, hand out business cards, whatever. You're the heart of the resistance to tell people Alex Jones is still on air covering the most important issues in the world. They're trying to launch a new COVID hoax. They're trying to get us into World War III. He's exposing the pedophile rings. He's the original guy on a major stage and on a mass scale to do this. The enemy wants him off the air. Tune in now at alexjoneslive.com. And you go there, and we hired the whole crew over to Bigley, the same writers, the same reporters, everybody, the shows. It's all there. It's not called InfoWars, but it's me. It's people. And they're arguing in federal and state court. They say, we own the name Alex Jones, and we want him to never be able to speak again. Well, that'll be totally defeated. They already tried that a few years ago in court and said the 13th Amendment against slavery doesn't apply to him. These people are out of their minds on power trips. But them hoaxing that we're off the air, a lot of people just say, oh, they're not even going to look because they just believe it. I mean, there's no way the front page of their paper's lying. I mean, the Onion owns it, and Alex Jones is off the air. That's it. But that's not true. They're lying. You're watching me right now. You're listening. You know that. And it just shows how they bite off more than they can chew. So this is going to backfire on them like everything else they've done. If you decide to go to AlexJonesLive.com. AlexJonesLive.com. And you can see right up there, it says watch, it says listen, it says live. You can listen to an audio feed, video feed. You can go to AlexJonesLive.com/show, or at least I told them to create that. You can scroll down and see the main page too and find the network feed, the special reports, and then the loop of my show when it's live and when it's not. And you can go to that link and send that link out to people and say, here is his show at AlexJonesLive.com. And I know most of you are like, yeah, we know this. I know. The public doesn't know it. And so they're trying to get away with this. And it was effective hurting the InfoWars store, but we had Bigley that came in. It was already set up. It was already sponsored that we just scaled up and saved the day. So that's how these people operate. So indeed, if you go to alexjoneslive.com/show, you find the network feed, my show, special reports, all of it. We're going to be scaling up with more shows. More reporters, everything. But that's the other part of the equation. Overall, with the numbers coming in off internet, what we're hearing from radio stations and everybody, we have more audience this week than we had when we shut down a week ago. But just a little bit. But we know there is a giant group of lost listeners that don't know what's going on, and we don't want to lose those tens of millions of people. And people got to find the new podcast links. They got to, these search engine optimization has to go through. There's a lot happening here, but you are how it gets out everywhere. So on X, on Rumble, on Instagram, on TikTok, Make a video. Share a video. I'm going to do promos explaining that rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. And tell everybody, hey, they say he's off the air. They say the Onion bought it. It's a lie. Here he is at alexjoneslive.com. Find the forbidden show that the CIA and FBI spent $300+ million. That's been declassified in court. We've deposed him. It's all come out. Trying to shut us down. And they failed. They failed. But this is the ultimate example of government weaponization against the people. And there was a 6 criminal investigations by Ed Martin and the special task force Trump created when he first got in a year and a half ago. And that was killed 6 months ago by Todd Blanche, deputy AG, now the AG. I didn't make a big deal about it. I said, I don't think Trump's behind this. I'm just going to move forward. I didn't get on Trump's ass till he started, you know, wanting World War III and letting Israel run our foreign policy. And I got on his ass, getting back on track, just like a lot of other people did, and he's starting to get back on track. That is what this is all about. So, we have also seen at thealexjonesstore.com, and they've gotten thousands of calls and emails, oh, well, I love the product, but should I still support? I mean, where's Alex? He's off the air. And they're like, hey, it's on our website. You can go to the Bigley website. It says, watch Alex Jones. On the front page, there's a player for it. So it's all right there. Watch live. We should probably just change it to watch Alex Jones live. Okay, you got to make it very, very simple. All right? So that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And the player right on the front page. And it's already on the front page at alexjoneslive.com halfway down. It needs to be at the top, the player. You need to make it right there for everybody. So we need to push this information with a maximum push right now. And people also need to know, before I jump into all this news, that it is the funding at thealexjonesstore.com that allows us to do this in the face of the CIA, the FBI, the New World Order, and the whole nine yards. You're the word of mouth. You're the intel officers that get us the information and tips. You're the ones that fund the operation. You're the heroes. You're the guts and brains and eyeballs and hair and everything else of this operation. When you decide to take action, we are unstoppable. So, in closing on this, this is a fundraiser. I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. We have a 48-hour buy one, get one free May 7th to May 9th super sale. Buy one methylene blue tincture, get one methylene blue tincture free. This is the very best methylene blue, so good for your body, has a stimulant effect without any letdown, skips the oxidation process in the cells. It's literally the fountain of youth. Okay? Buy one tincture, get one free. That's the liquid. Buy one Irish sea moss gummies, get sea moss gummies free. Irish sea moss and a whole bunch of other super ingredients. Irish sea moss is the best form of organic-based iodine. And then it's got 93 trace elements and minerals. It is superfood to the max. Not a sexy name. Well, I love everything Irish, but you know what I mean? It's all like super-duper moss. It's just Irish sea moss. But it is incredible. We got the best. It's so concentrated. Methylene blue tincture supports mental clarity, cognitive function, cellular energy, and mitochondrial performance. Sea moss gummies support thyroid health, immune system health, daily minerals, and natural energy. And that's being very light about it. Okay? Also, we have 3 new product bundles that are only running for a few days. The Modern World Survival Stack, Shilajit capsules, Atomic Defense, sea moss capsules, all. Normally $147, $89.99. The Gut Detox Defense, Zeolite Detox Defense, pulls out the spike proteins, the heavy metals, a very high-quality zeolite, one of the top ones, private label by us. T3 Trifecta, the very best true iodine you can get. So many health problems are iodine deficiency. About a third of the public has it. And bovine colostrum, a private label of the top brand of bovine colostrum. The first 2 weeks of milk put off by any mammal supercharges everything beyond any super nutrient you can imagine. You can get bovine colostrum right now. So amazing for your nails, your hair. That's our biggest seller with women because they know. My mother didn't have thin hair, but she's thicker now and was mainly gray. And I swear it's coming in blonde again. I mean, it's crazy. She even talked about it and wanted to go on TV. My mother is reclusive when it comes to public stuff. She wanted to talk. Look, I got to reshoot an interview with her about that, or we can take that old ad and air it again. It's amazing. So it's all there. And then the men's drive stack. The stack is built for daily drive, energy, focus, and performance. Shilajit gummies to support stamina. Vitality and natural energy is also great for women. It's a whole bunch of peptides naturally in it. MK Ultra, brain booster, and trifecta iodine. That's great for men. That is the mega sale. All right, and there's so much more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you know me. I usually plug 1 minute an hour because that's able to bring in enough funds to operate. But we have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds. He says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? I just want to come back next segment with that. And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. The people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos, and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, on the bottom, at least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it, and we have a 90%+ reorder rate of supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently, slashing their throats nonviolently, stabbing ice picks into their heads nonviolently, cutting their heads off nonviolently, ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy. The spirit of resistance and victory. And they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, God, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul. I'm so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station. Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten, forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on, but we need your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture, capsules, and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest, best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, for even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products, so it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directive.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot.
Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Time ago, I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. It's the joy of battle. The whole world's a war, and you better wake up to that. Let's get into the news right now. I am locked and loaded and ready to go. So thankful that you've kept us here, like gravity held us in place against these attacks. You're amazing. So, 69 days ago, I told you exactly what was going to happen with this Iran war. And it was a very easy prediction. I make a lot of hard ones. This was easy. So war-gamed, as you know. Israel knew this was designed to go to a total war, a Middle Eastern conflagration, believing the U.S. and Israel at the end would end up winning. And I think, quote, we would, but it would cause, in most of the war games, a world war. So this is megalomania, insane stuff. It was always about regime change. I told you almost a year ago, Midnight Hammer was about luring us into a larger war. Then they would say they didn't get the uranium. We've got to get the uranium. You can always say there's uranium, just like WMDs. It's always an excuse. Just keep going and going and going. Saudi Arabia tacitly agreed if they were just going to take out their nuclear sites and missiles. But then it became evident that it was all about regime change. And Saudi Arabia sees what's happening to the world markets, sees the global recovery faltering. And so 2 days ago, it's almost three now, it's all confirmed, all reported. The neocon operatives are still saying this isn't happening, even though it's all confirmed by Saudi Arabia, the White House, everybody. The crown prince called Trump and said, because, you know, dad's old, he's actually the king now, and said, in everything but name only, and said, listen, all these other Muslim nations in the coalition are about to leave. We're not going to be the last to do it. We're going to be the first. And others are going to join us. You cannot use our airspace. You cannot use our military bases for operations. And you can't fly over us. And you need to end this now. Because they know what the Iranians have offered is way better than what Obama got. And every time they try to make a deal, Israel bombs Iran or Lebanon again. And I mean, they just carpet bombed most of the Christian areas of Lebanon. Entire dozens of towns just flattened. And the strait is only 12 miles wide. It's heavily fortified on the Iranian side. They don't need super dolphins with sharks with laser beams, you know, Dr. Evil stuff. They don't need any of that. They've got artillery and missiles out the ass. And so our ships cannot go in there and cannot open it. Yeah, we can, with our hundreds of helicopters, attack helicopters, as Victor Hansen-Davis said, take out their emplacements, but they've always got more that pop up. They pop up with artillery or missiles, fire, they run. 2 minutes later, here come bombs and U.S. missiles, but they're gone. And then they go to the next emplacement, the next emplacement, the next emplacement. This has been heavily studied. The North Koreans have been advising them. We're only in a ceasefire since the Korean War supposedly ended. We're still at war with them. They got 100,000 pieces of artillery right there on the DMZ. And they say, we'll get up, fire artillery. They got so many troops in them because they'll just stay at their post, keep shooting until they get killed. And you'll never take out 100,000 pieces of artillery. We don't have 100,000 missiles to do it over there. So you cannot win with an attrition level like this. That's why the British Empire had never been beaten. And we beat them in 6 years. George Washington lost the first five, started winning the last year. Because we wouldn't give up, and we wore their asses out with guerrilla tactics and asymmetrical warfare and a superior political system that a lot of people in Britain actually supported and were against the king on. Parliament voted to not go to war with us in 1776 till the king, who hadn't done that, King George III, came to Parliament and addressed them and ordered them to do it. And the rebellion of 1776 came out of the rebellions in Scotland, Ireland, and England. So the people weren't our enemy. They were actually, most of them, supporting us. So that's another reason they lost. Let's give the Brits and others some credit. Because George Washington was admired. The King of England put a proclamation out when the war ended saying, the greatest man in the world alive today is George Washington. They had to respect it. So that's what this comes down to at the end of the day. And so the Iranians are more dug in than the Vietnamese. We dropped 7.6 million bombs on them. Well, we dropped about 21,000 bombs and missiles on the Iranians. Trump's like, God, every morning they show me 3-4 minutes of bombs blowing up. Wow, we're really blowing them up. How many times we hear, oh, their navy's at the bottom of the sea. What the hell does that mean? They never had a big offensive navy. So I was against this for two big reasons. Three. Trump promised not to do it and said, come on, I'll go to war with Iran and give us World War III and close the strait and kill the economy. Remember that? Why the clip show was hit. So it's good to keep your promises. And then Israel, a foreign power, shouldn't be dragging us into things and controlling our foreign policy and then trying to control our domestic policy with an 8-front war, spending hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, $500 million just the last few months, and now another $760 million they just earmarked 2 days ago publicly to brainwash Americans. So you don't just manipulate Congress and the number one lobby and control our foreign policy, the Pentagon, to a great extent. Now you're wanting to censor us and spend hundreds of millions of dollars trying to brainwash us? I mean, I don't care if it's the Chinese, the British, the Germans, the Russians, the Mexicans. I mean, nobody would put up with that. The Mexicans wouldn't put up with us doing that. The Russians are fighting back. I mean, this is out of control. And so Israel brags they're in control of Trump. And you don't think Saudi Arabia, that's been trying to work with Israel and trying to work with us, doesn't see that? And Saudi Arabia has said in their papers and reportedly in the talk with Trump, you're turning everybody against us. There's about to be a regional war. All these other countries are about to turn on Israel and on us and on you. You got to stop. And you got to stop right now. Israel's basically like a mean kid with a magnifying glass frying ants out in the sun and pulling, you know, the legs off grasshoppers. And people just see this, just whole towns every day just wiped out, destroyed. And people don't like it. Not just Muslims. So that's where we are right now. Saudi Arabia comes out and says, you can't use our airspace, you can't use the bases. And a few hours later we go, okay, we'll do Kuwait. Kuwait goes, nope, not us either. And now behind the scenes, and I reported this a week ago, the whole coalition's already told them privately, we're about to break out of this, including Qatar and the rest of them. Because the world economy's collapsing, energy prices are exploding, inflation is exploding, there's already massive food shortages in the world. Now during growing season, a third of the world's fertilizer is not available. And Rubio, who is told to say this because he's not dumb, goes, don't worry about the strait being closed and 30% of the fertilizer not going through. We have our own fertilizer. Actually, the United States does import about 10% of its fertilizer, but that doesn't matter. When it hits the rest of the world, and we import a lot of food as well, it creates poverty and inflation and instability. Then Rubio says, well, we've got to stop them getting a nuke because they could close the strait with a nuke. They've already done it. So Trump, 31 times as of 2 days ago that I know of, has said we won the war or it's over, all this. Now he said, well, offensive operations are over. And you notice before this Saudi Arabia information came out last night, Rubio came out 2 days ago and said, okay, offensive operations are over. We're going to wind this down. It's over. And I said, Dan, well, I don't know if you can believe that. They've said this over and over again. Now we know it's because Saudi Arabia said and did this. A bunch of the media last night said, who knows if it's true? So the official Saudi government came out and said, no, it's true. And the minute I posted this last night, I still said, did Saudi Arabia, let's pull up my ex post if we can from last night, at like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night. You can see me with like a gold curtain behind me. My headline was, I don't remember the exact headline, but it was basically, did Saudi Arabia just end the war, the Iran war, with this genius move? It was just a common sense move. And I, again, it got flooded with, you're a traitor, this is a hoax, this hasn't happened. So you got Trump saying the war is over, but now when I say, great, looks like it could be, it's like this thing, like whatever I say, let's just say the opposite. Yeah. Checkmate. Did Saudi Arabia just end Israel's Iran war with this one powerful move? And, of course, I already knew it was official, but I'd still provisoed it. And you go read the comments, half of them are like, you're a scumbag, you're a traitor. I also talk about how Israel founded Hamas, funded Hamas, Netanyahu doubled the funding to them. And then I saw blonde-haired, blue-eyed women in America wearing Hamas gear saying, how dare you talk bad about Hamas? You're a liar. So everybody posted Netanyahu admitting he funded Hamas and all the articles under it. That's quite the feed there. So I have the Hamas people pissed at me that I'm pointing out Israel secretly ran them until they got double-crossed. I've got the neocons mad at me. That's great, because I want to have Hamas mad at me. I'm not with the Islamists and the Muslim Brotherhood, and I want to have the Likudniks who I'm not supporting against me. Yeah, look at this idiot. Stop spreading the lie that Netanyahu funded Hamas. Scroll down. It is epic. Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, videos of Netanyahu saying it, his actual signed documents. For years, Netanyahu propped up Hamas. Now it's blown up in our faces. Keep going. And it goes on and on. Keep scrolling to the ones. So, I mean, people just post article after article. But also in the post, there are people saying, you're insane. Saudi Arabia didn't block the airspace. This is a lie. Even though I posted and showed them the damn statements by the government. But it's all confirmed this morning. But my point is, this is the cuckoo town of these people. They're liberals, they're conservatives, they're whatever, they're all over the map. They don't know anything. They just think if they say something isn't true, it isn't. Or if they say something's true that isn't, it's true. Like two men can have a baby. Trump's Iran war, both shredded by leaked CIA dossier, as chilling intel reveals vast missile arsenal and warns regime can outlast blockade for months. Uh-huh. Well, Trump already let that slip last week. Okay, we'll have them done in 4 months. They make more missiles. But they don't need long range that 700 miles can shoot a radar dome or shoot a missile right into Mossad headquarters. They got artillery and short range missiles up the arse. And they've got Chinese anti-ship missiles that are hypersonic. Do you know what that means? You know what Mach 10 is? You can't shoot that down. And that's a slow one. The Chinese didn't give them their Mach 15 ones. The Russians got Mach 20 that they've demonstrated to the world. Who knows what else they got? You can't stop Mach 20. Lasers can't do it. Nothing can. And the Russian missiles change direction on top of it. Then they pop open and shoot a bunch of warheads out at Mach 20. Now the U.S. is moving some of its hypersonics over there. Great. Mine's bigger than yours. It doesn't matter. The only way to win this game is not to play. That's why the Pentagon said, don't do it. It goes from bad to worse. And I use the analogy, because it's true, of the Deepwater Horizon. You see that movie. It's made off transcripts and interviews from the trial. They recorded all those phone calls and meetings. And the engineers go, if you don't put another $50 million of concrete in the hole at this depth, if we hit the gas we think's down there, it will blow up the rig and you'll have the biggest oil spill in history. And the BP executives in London said, do it. And the engineers followed the orders and it blew up. It's the same thing. We knew what would happen. I said 69 days ago when this started, in this chair, on that Saturday show, I said, I hope it works out. I don't like the mullahs, but that was the last point. Trump broke his promise. He lets Israel run us. And it had a very low probability of succeeding. And the fourth point, the CIA and Israel and all these other governments never want to put a stable government in. They'll put something in worse, like they put Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. Oh, get me this video. I'm about to get to that next. This is really the big enchilada, is the Hantavirus. I'm telling you. I told you. It's the UN grandstanding for their global UN treaty, their global health treaty to take over your life. That. And now there's the UN. Israel detects first Hantavirus. So it's a first on a cruise ship, and now it's spreading in humans everywhere. And now it's in Singapore, and now it's here, and now it's there, and now it's in Argentina. Do they have their operatives on the ground doing false tests and reporting? Or have they weaponized Hantavirus because it doesn't normally spread human to human? That's coming up. But right as they dial down the war, it appears, because the Arabs aren't going along with it, will Israel still stage a false flag to get support behind the war again, or will they back off for now, and will we go into COVID lockdown 2.0? Race to track rat virus passengers. Global effort to stop spread. COVID flashbacks. Mask up. So I'm not going to get into Iran any more today unless there's new developments. I'm going to play the clips I mentioned just because I like to have things on record. I don't like to just say it. I like you to see it. You know, when you're watching NBC News and Lester Holt says, Alex Jones says, get rifles and kill members of the press. Funny, you'd think you'd see me saying that or where I wrote it. Never said anything like it. But when I tell you, Rubio's like, don't worry about everybody else's fertilizer. They're going to starve to death. We got plenty. As if it doesn't economically affect us, and as if we aren't humans, don't care about them. As if food prices raising around the world doesn't affect us as well. It's jackassery. So speaking of that, let's go to two clips of Rubio that are both asinine. Oh, well, they'll close the strait with, we let them get a nuke. They already closed it. Tucker breaks it down. We'll just play 39, 8, and 9 first, and I'll set up 10, 15, and 27 here in this.
This is a favor to the world because it's their ships that are stranded. It's their fuel supplies that are stranded. By the way, it's their humanitarian. There's humanitarian aid destined for different countries in the world that's stranded in the Persian Gulf right now. It's the fertilizer that they need for their food and crops that's stranded in the Persian. Not our fertilizer, their fertilizer. Everybody needs to think about it this way. If Iran had a nuclear weapon and they decided to close the straits and make our gas prices like $9 a gallon or $8 a gallon, we wouldn't be able to do anything about it because they have a nuclear weapon. And a nuclear-armed Iran could do whatever the hell they want with the straits, and there's nothing anyone would be able to do about it. And that's one of the many reasons, apart from like the massive loss of life in a nuclear strike, why Iran can never have a nuclear weapon.
But we can say with great confidence that in this, as in every other war, some people will do just fine. In fact, they will greatly benefit from it, which is one of the reasons we keep having wars, because they are enormously profitable. It's hard for normal people to appreciate that that could possibly be true. People die. Innocents die in foreign countries. Your own country becomes poor. Your own service members die. So you can get rich. Could anyone be that dark? Yeah. And we're watching it now.
So Israel starts the war. We go in. The Iranians already had a law passed. They were going to close the strait. It closes. And then now we're trying to open it up as the heroes when we got it closed. Now, here's a news breakdown from a couple days ago about how the Iranians control the Strait of Hormuz. That's why the Saudis, who aren't stupid, and are, by the way, famous military geniuses, if you actually study their history, like small groups of people, like 5,000 troops being like 50,000 and stuff, I mean, you know, with their guerrilla tactics, they know they've lost, they know it's not working, they know when to pull out. And now they forced Trump to do it. Now will Israel still stage a false flag or something? Probably. But it looks like they got the virus rolling out now, so they won't need to. Now we got that to deal with. Here's the news breakdown on the Strait of Hormuz being closed.
What we wanted to do was show you the expansion of the new Strait of Hormuz area as it's now being contained by the Iranians. For them, this is pivotal, right? This is their ace in the hole. They have control of the Persian Gulf. And now because of what they say are the United States actions, they've actually expanded the control of the Persian Gulf. And there's also a tactical reason why they did this. I want to show you something now. See that city there, Fujairah? That's where one of the main oil fields is for the UAE. Now, you see that black line that's going from there all the way to there? See that black line? That is an oil pipeline, and that pipeline essentially is the UAE's way of getting oil out without having to worry about traveling through the Strait of Hormuz, because the exit for that pipeline was outside of the Strait of Hormuz. So what the Iranians have now done is they've expanded the Strait of Hormuz area that they are in control of to go beyond the point where Fujairah is. And that's extremely significant because it means now that they control even more of the output of the hydrocarbons, the oil, the LNG, the fertilizer, all the stuff that's coming out of this region, and most particularly the most important region of all, which is the UAE. So that's what they're doing. On top of that, by the way, they're using drones and missiles immediately. When they heard Mr. Trump announce what he was doing with, Project Freedom, they decided they were going to do what they had threatened to do all along, and that is use their missiles to take out whatever's there that's trying to enforce this for the United States.
When I was about 8 years old, my mom, almost every week in Dallas, would take me to this gigantic movie theater in Dallas, in the fancy part of town, I forget where it was. And they don't have these screens anymore. I mean, you know, they have some of the IMAX stuff, but they had these screens when I was a kid that were just gigantic. She'd take me to see Spartacus. She'd take me to see Ben-Hur. She'd take me to see Gone with the Wind. But I remember she took me to see Lawrence of Arabia. And she's a historian. She has a degree in history and world history. And she got out books the week before we went and read about that and told me about Lawrence of Arabia, how it was just a case point example, how the British drew the lines in the Middle East to create conflict between groups, and how they used them to then to attack and take over Syria, and you know, as the Ottoman Empire broken up. And so then I'm like 8 years old watching Lawrence of Arabia, getting that historical view. That's how long I've been studying this, since I was 8 years old. My parents knew how to like really get me into history and really make it fun and make learning really cool. I really great parents. I'm very thankful for them. I love you, Mom, and my dad. But my point is, I've been studying it that long, read dozens of books about just this issue, had all these guests on, and then you have the Pentagon report saying what I'm already saying. When I read the Pentagon report, I was like, that's totally true. I didn't just believe them. It was active. They did their job. They told Trump, don't do it. And I'm done saying that every day. It's just to everybody out there that wants to attack me and call me a traitor for not wanting us to destroy our foreign policy and our economy, and particularly get sucked into a new world war, grow up. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't do your homework. You're not into this, okay? Politics is like a hobby for you. It's like you're on a, you know, you're a football fan or something, or a basketball fan. That's not what this is for me. And that's why I've had the system come after me, because they know I know what I'm talking about. So when I tell you to get serious about this, you need to get serious. All the neocon never Trumpers, the Mark Levins and the rest of them, are Israeli operatives that work for a foreign government and against our interest. And you've been proven wrong, and you've been proven saps. It's a small part of our audience, but I want them to know you ought to repent, and you ought to be a man and a woman and admit you were idiots. I was right. You were wrong. Last night when I posted the news that Saudi Arabia shut down our operations, you said I was a liar. That was admitted. You're delusional. Hour number two with masses of news on the Hunter virus, COVID 2.0, huge guests, so much more. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all of you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is realalexjones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the t-shirts that are limited edition there. A lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com is available at realalexjones.com, like the modern updated World War II trench knife with the blacked out, murdered out brass knuckles, the skull crusher, 10-inch double-edged dagger, 5 different limited edition laser engraved designs. They're all about to sell out. Only a few hundred left at realalexjones.com. So take advantage of that. Support us. The ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit, all the very best supplements you're going to find are at realalexjones.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. But whatever you do, become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com, because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it. And you can cancel any time. There's no commitment. Just in your profile, you pay $30 a month, you get $40 to spend instantly, and the special deals, special deals, special offers, cancel any time. Stand with us. We've got so much more work to do. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Hour number two. Share the live feeds now. We're about to expose Disney and the comeback with the Hantavirus, COVID 2.0.
In a shocking raid that shatters the already damaged wholesome facade of the most magical place on Earth, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents boarded five cruise ships in San Diego between April 23rd and 25th, which included Disney's Magic, netting 28 arrests for child sexual exploitation material. Three of those nabbed were Disney cruise staffers, with passengers left stunned as crew members, including one family's server, were cuffed right in front of them during disembarkation. Authorities confirmed involvement in receiving, possessing, distributing, or viewing child pornography, primarily among foreign crew from the Philippines, Portugal, and Indonesia.
Crew member on board the Disney Dream was arrested for possession of child pornography after authorities received nine separate tips from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. A 28-year-old Filipino crew member had his phone seized when the ship arrived at the port, and authorities found multiple photographs of children engaged in sexual acts, some of which were under 10 years of age. He apparently was sharing these photos with a group of other such individuals on a Facebook group.
Meanwhile, liberal mouthpieces like Kathy Griffin are outraged that the pedos were arrested and deported. Because, of course they are. Disney issued the standard corporate boilerplate about zero tolerance and cooperation, but the pattern here is impossible to ignore.
Then there's Xavier Jackson. He's 27.
He is accused of sending sexual images to someone he thought was a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, did I mention that he just happens to be a lifeguard at the Polynesian Resort for Disney? Well, why do people like Paul Vail work at Disney? Because that's where the children are. He had 540 counts of child pornography, from newborns to 8 years of age.
Deputies stormed their Davenport home, the one with Mickey and Minnie out in the front yard and a security jacket hanging in the car. Inside, they say they found child porn on Thomas Wheeler's computer, with kids ranging in age from 9 to 11 engaged in various sex acts.
Detectives arrested 10 men and 16-year-old boy as part of an undercover child pornography investigation. One of the men worked as a project manager at Walt Disney World. Another worked at Legoland.
This investigators telling us that this pastor and also a Disney hotel employee was downloading child porn images while on the job, but apparently he was also doing more.
Disney put a system in place to take screen captures every 3 seconds, recording Cuthbert's every move, even as he wrote an Easter sermon while he watched the videos.
This is how investigators say the Disney worker solicited at least one boy through his Xbox.
Charles Proctor, he's a 56-year-old electrician at Disney World. Proctor is charged with 11 counts of possessing child porn.
A Disney boat driver sits now in the Orange County jail, charged with more than a dozen counts of possessing and trading child pornography.
This man, Richard Morgan, has been taken into custody, accused of molesting a young girl. He is a stage tech at Disney World.
A Disney employee busted, say investigators, for chatting online and trying to meet what he thought was a dad and his 8-year-old daughter for sex. Federal prosecutors say Frederick Pohl of Claremont was surprised when he got to an Orlando hotel. There was no girl, only investigators waiting to arrest him.
And this man is waiting to go to trial. Polk County deputies arrested him last year for having child porn. Of course, Disney isn't the only theme park with cases like this. Employees from SeaWorld, Legoland, and Universal have also been arrested for similar crimes.
State police have just arrested a SeaWorld employee on charges of making and sharing child porn.
Some downtown Disney visitors are shocked tonight as word spreads that an employee there was arrested and charged with molesting a 9-year-old boy earlier this month.
How deep does this rot go in an organization that markets directly to kids? Passengers filming the chaos in the docks weren't just witnessing arrests. They were seeing the mask slip on a billion-dollar machine that profits from trust it lost years ago. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. the CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know, and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I pray you don't look at me, I pray I don't look back.
All right, we're into hour number two. One of the smartest guys out there is a lawyer and very popular talk show host and very, very smart, Viva Fry. And, I mean, I'm scratching myself how historic the developments are right now and how obvious they are. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, 3 days ago, telling Trump, you got to shut this down. You're not going to put in ground troops. You can't reopen the strait. Go with your own Pentagon assessment. You said this was just about getting rid of their weapons. That was a lie. Israel wants to commit you to a total war. This is all over the news. And bizarrely, when this broke last night, they had all the neocon bots out saying it wasn't true, it wasn't real. So Trump's telling you the war's over, but it really is expanding. Saudi Arabia blocks it by saying you can't use our airspace, where all our bases are. It's the same with Kuwait. And then they go, oh, that's not real. I mean, the level of delusion is insane. Of course, today it's all confirmed. It was confirmed then. So what does Israel do? Do they do a false flag? No, I don't think so. Maybe. They move to the hantavirus. And I've got all the pieces to this. And the cruise ship and all of it looked like it was some type of staged event. And that would take an hour to go into. But I've held my tongue the last 4 or 5 days, 6 days, studying this. Did you know on that whole ship, only two people posted anything the whole time? And they're both travel reporters. And they both posted basically the same statements, the similar photographs. And no one else in the ship ever from the time, week before even the infection happened, ever posted anything. There's no record of anything. And I said, well, let's see suddenly if hantavirus pops up all over the world all of a sudden and the EU calls for masking and they call for shutting down air travel. That's now happening. And the UN is roared out as the savior and needs their world treaty. So right as this war looks like it might start getting shut down, which I said was COVID 2.0 for the globalists to make us poor and control us to create an energy crisis, which we've seen the head of BlackRock and the head of WEF brag about a few weeks ago, Larry Fink, now comes the virus. Then we've got the Epstein hearings yesterday and all of that with Lednick. We've got so much more with Viva Fry. You can find him at The Viva Fry, The V-I-V-A-F-R-E-I. Also does vivabarneslaw.locals.com, co-host with Robert Barnes, another one of my favorite guests, but extremely smart as well. And so, and by smart, I mean he has a historical grasp, legal grasp, and a great track record of accuracy. You want to know who's back over and over again? Whoever's right. Birds of a feather fly together. So Viva, I want to get into this. I know there's other topics you want to get into as well, but wow, is this not really good news? This is the last 30 times Trump said the war was over to the stock market. This is Saudi Arabia and Kuwait saying, nope, it's over. And then days before they said this even happened, suddenly Rubio 2 days ago was like, oh, offensive operations have ended. And I went, well, how do we trust that? You said that a bunch of times before. Well, now we know it looks like it's real. The question is, what does Israel do, who we know is committed to dragging us into full war from day one? Viva Fry, your take on this.
Well, it's more of the same. I don't know what to make of it. It's now been 2.5 months of the war that's not a war, that was strategic strikes, that's not turning into a forever war. And there have been the folks on the MAGA, MAHA populist side saying, just declare victory and leave and get back to domestic issues. You know, the most interesting data point, and again, it's not a dot that I'm connecting, it's just a dot that's out there now, is the Nick Shirley trip to Cuba, where he was just on the Patrick Bet David podcast. I haven't listened to the entire thing. And I, you know, I'm not slow, but sometimes I'm reluctant to jump on conspiracy theory bandwagons. Let the information come in. I'm still undetermined, undecided about this hantavirus cruise ship thing. But people were jumping on a conspiracy that Nick Shirley is a state operative going to Cuba now to put out the Mockingbird propaganda 2.0 to try to get public support behind intervention with Cuba. And I was a little reluctant. I just, chalk it up to a young kid trying to be, courageous, trying to make a name and going to stupid countries asking for trouble. But now, I'm seeing the clips of him coming on Patrick Bet David saying, this is an easy W. And jokingly, Patrick Bet David played a clip of Donald Trump saying, on our way back from Iran, we're going to bring our warships and park it 100 meters off the coast of Cuba and they're going to give up. So, whether or not they're going to have to just, find a way to get out and declare victory from Iran, get back to domestic issues for the upcoming midterms. But on the way, maybe try to have not another distraction, but go for Cuba as a small W win before coming home. I don't know. That piece that is now out there is interesting. And it certainly does lend not some credibility, but it does lend some credence to what people thought might have been an operation from the beginning of Nick Shirley going to Cuba to come up with anti-communist propaganda to somehow, justify, promote public sentiment of what would be more of a Venezuelan type conflict in Cuba than an Iranian type conflict in Iran on the way back. So those are the data points that I'm looking at right now. But one thing is for certain, Alex, we don't need anybody to say this anymore. The conflict in Iran must come to an end, and Trump must start getting back to 2024 campaign promises, MAGA, MAHA coalition, get back to domestic issues, get back to indictments.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt it's killing the Republicans in the midterms. There's no doubt it's already causing shockwaves in the global economy. But I've known Nick Shirley since he showed up 3 years ago on the scene at like 17 years old. He'd have 500 views on YouTube, and we were getting him on as a guest. Nick is a patriot. He believes in the public plan of Trump to put pressure on Cuba with an oil blockade out of Venezuela, to collapse it because the Chinese control Cuba, to control Venezuela, to control Mexico, to control us. That is a larger strategic plan that's out in the open. So I think Nick is, and boy, you go to Cuba as a reporter and mess with them, they do arrest you. They do come after you. So I'm surprised they haven't arrested him. I've seen it. I see it. It's not like he's working for the CIA or something. Nick runs around like a chicken with his head cut off in a good way, everywhere, covering everything, exposing massive fraud, getting huge, success in California, Minnesota, you name it. I mean, I know people are saying, oh, look, he must be an agent. No, that's the big story, is Cuba and the starvation and, all the insanity and it ready to topple. But you're right, Trump does want that, and publicly Rubio wants that. And at the end of the day, that's in our hemisphere. They've been in our grill. It would help the Cubans if the country did fall. But I'm concerned, like I said before we took out Maduro, they would just put a same regime or worse in, and they put the vice president communist in and aren't having elections. So, okay, the oil's flowing. Is that really helping the people? You're just like, okay, we get rid of Assad and put the head of Al-Qaeda in. So that's why I'm, again, doubly against it. I was like, I said, look, academically, I'm for freeing, you know, Cuba and Venezuela, but I don't believe our evil institutions would then replace it with a real election and freedom. So, you know, one-dimensionally, I'm for regime change, but not two-dimensionally, because bad guys run this foreign policy that never is good.
Well, no, and it's true. By the way, I was not saying that Nick Shirley is an asset of the state. He might be one of the elements that, you know, a deep state or, you know, an administration might like to use as a pawn, for example. Like, I think he's...
Oh, no, yeah, no, 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 no. I know you're not saying that. Oh, 100%. Well, no, hold on, 100%. Nick talks to everybody. He talks to the White House, Border Patrol. He gets intel. 100% they're, hey, kid, great job. Help us bring him down. But I'm saying he knows that as a true believer. It's not like it's a secret. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, that was one of my observations, is everybody knows how bad communism is already. Like I was saying, Nick Shirley is pushing an envelope like Otto Warmbier was pushing in North Korea when he thought, you know, it might be funny to steal a poster, and you don't go to third world communist hellholes to document their tyranny. And it's not like anybody needed Nick Shirley.
Well, that's
on the
why
street.
We send 20-year-olds to war. They're full of piss and vinegar, you know, and I mean, the point is, he's a hero. The guy's a badass. And I'm just saying,
there's a line.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I'd say for his own self-preservation, there's a fine line between heroism and recklessness. Going to Cuba is really pushing, especially as a recognizable journalist.
But you can say that about me going to Bohemian Grove. I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, Alex, I would say that was really on the line of craziness and not on the line of braveness, but one hell of, it's always great when you survive it. But the way that, you know, it's now being shifted from a war with Iran, which was, you know, people, even those who are against the war or the intervention in Iran, were like, at least Venezuela's in our hemisphere. We can understand the practical, immediate, hemispheric benefit from doing it, especially since it's less of a...
And we have precedent, Monroe Doctrine, Barbary War, gunboat diplomacy.
Yeah, and so whether or not they're looking to Cuba as the distraction W, you know, to I don't know, say normalize relations, free the Cubans from their, you know, tyrannical government, it might be an easier W. We just
need I get your larger point. No, I agree. Trump was emboldened by Venezuela. He admits. I first predicted. They admit. He goes. He even told Tucker, "Oh, it looks so well in Venezuela. Don't worry, this won't go bad." 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, when they talked the last time and had a big shouting match, I'm told what was in the New York Times was true. Trump got emboldened by Venezuela, runs into Iran. Now it won't be emboldened. He'll want kind of like a consolation prize of Cuba. I think you're right.
As a consolation distraction, and also, not, you know, the timing-wise, again, China coming out and saying they're going to defy the sanctions, which is going to potentially broaden the conflict to now implicate or involve China directly. So they need to get out. It's been now, we're going on 3 months, so it's no longer just strategic strikes. It's no longer about a specific objective, which ought to have been achieved, you know, months ago, at least by the declarations it has been.
And let's remember, 2 weeks ago we're told, oh, now they'll fall in 4 months. Remember that? Until now it's 4 months. We're moving the goalpost here.
Well, the goalposts have been moved repeatedly from it's not a war to it's not a forever war. And now we're 3 months in, and there have been vocal voices out there saying we've got to reassess after 2 to 3 months, because it never starts off as a forever war. And you know, whether or not the devastation is worse than what is being reported, and we'll find out after.
Well, let's be clear. Korea, Vietnam, they all started as just limited advisors. They always just slowly sleepwalk you into a full war. You're absolutely right.
No, absolutely. Well, Iraq was declared victory before it became a forever war. So, you know, not, this isn't Iraq. We're told it's not Iraq. It might be more difficult and more complicated than Iraq. But set that aside. It's midterm season now. You've got to get back to some basics. I think what's happened, maybe, and I cross my fingers, the administration has seen the positive feedback you get from the MAGA-MAHA coalition when you indict the SPLC, when you indict Comey, when you come back for actual promised justice and retribution at home, as opposed to fracturing a base and arguably violating campaign promises or coalition promises with yet another foreign war in the Middle East. So, you know, that's where it's at. The hantavirus, I don't see it playing into any of this just yet. I just posted yesterday, still trying to wrap my head around what people are suggesting is the broader, deeper conspiracy theory or conspiracy there. But with Iran, it doesn't seem to be getting, it doesn't seem to be getting better. It seems to be getting more complicated, involving now bigger players and China coming in and effectively saying, we're going to defy, by our domestic law, any sanctions. What are you going to do about it? And that's going to be now a challenge that's no longer about a non-nuclear armed Iran, but a nuclear armed China that is saying, this is causing global issues that we're not just going to sit by and put up with anymore.
No, but absolutely. But let's go back to the big issue here. Saudi Arabia kept this quiet, and I've confirmed this all happened. They admit it. The White House is not denying it now. Almost 3 days ago, the Crown Prince calls Trump and says, this is killing the economy. All the Arab states are about to join against this. This is a lie. We supported limited strikes to stop their missile capability and nukes, but you can't fly over us anymore, and a bunch of other countries are about to do it. Then the Pentagon runs to Kuwait and says, because that's the last country they had to fly over, no, you can't either. And then the Crown Prince reportedly had another phone call and said, see, I told you, everybody's turning against us. It's losing. It's not working. Pull out, declare victory, dummy. Just what Joe Kent told him 5 weeks ago. So what the entire Pentagon said, don't do it. So Saudi Arabia said, fine, you want to do it, roll the dice. Now they're like, don't do it. And so this is a big deal. I think this is going to finally bring it to an end. It may take a few weeks, a few months of negotiations. But then I'm really worried about Israel as a wild card, as a joker here, attacking Iran again, as they said they'll keep doing, or doing a false flag. What's your view on that? Is this a big deal?
Those types of predictions involve, I won't say casting aspersions, but they involve damning an accusation to some extent. That it's always a risk. I mean, for one thing.
Hold on, you're a lawyer. Israel has hundreds of admitted false flags they pulled. Levon, the list goes on. USS Liberty. So I'm just saying, Israel will do any damn thing it wants. Netanyahu's a madman out of control. I don't think if somebody's already had 5 murder convictions and been let out of prison, and there's a murder on the street, maybe they're a suspect. I mean, come on. That is not casting aspersions. Okay, well, let me ask you this. What do you think Israel's going to do? Because Israel does never give up. It doubles down.
They might continue the strikes, and then at some point, I don't know, you know, the argument is that Netanyahu needs to continue a war in order to avoid jail and avoid calling elections and
losing. Well, that's a fact. That's a fact.
No, it's a fact. It's also a fact that I'm not trying to cut. The problem is when I say it like this, no matter what happens, if it's a bona fide attack, if it's a bona fide false flag, there are going to be people who are going to say it was a false flag, no matter how much of a bona fide attack it might have been. And so,
Hold on. If Iran wants to end a war, why are they going to launch a nerve gas attack with a terrorist in Bethlehem or something like that? You got to look at motive here.
Well, no. I mean, first of all, the Syrian, you know, Assad gassing his own people not only succeeded, people still believe it to this day. So why would they? People who are educated might say there would be no strategic reason for doing it. The others are going to say because he's a terrorist madman, and that's what terrorist madmen do. The reality is that Netanyahu has been on a quest to have regime change in Iran or have regime change everywhere, and chaos in Iran would probably be the preferred state of affairs for Netanyahu and not, stable regime change, and that's been the way it's been for a very long time. The only question is how much of a short leash Netanyahu thinks that he's actually on and whether or not, he's going to be living with the reality that Trump telling him, do whatever you want to do, you're going to be on your own. And then I know people are going to go to the Samson Doctrine and say, that's as much of a wild card, unpredictable situation.
Yeah, we now have the Colin Powell email declassified where Israel had 200 nukes pointed at Tehran alone.
We still, but still unconfirmed as to whether or not they have nukes and then why that would be the case because, greatest ally explanation.
Jonathan Pollard gets on TV and brags, they've got nuclear weapons.
Well, I mean, the Samson Doctrine doesn't make sense if they don't. So let's set that aside. Whether or not they do it, you just hope that there's some self-preservational common sense, maybe not with Netanyahu, but with the Israeli population at large, that at some point everyone's always going to say, well, you can't allow for a nuclear-armed Iran. At some point also, you can't have a country, I say as small as Israel, despite its technological advances and whatever, you can't have a country living in perpetual war with 100+ million, call them enemies for lack of a better word, neighboring them. It's not a sustainable existence model. And Netanyahu's been operating on the sort of destabilize and create chaos so that they can't coalesce and be sort of some sort of organized.
No, I agree. Now that the whole world's turning against Israel, lowest approval rating in the world of any country in Gallup, they're trying to rope us in to have the final confrontation. It's insane.
Well, and that is another reality that, I mean, I think even, American Democrat, left-leaning, the Jewish population are starting to appreciate. A lot of it was built on goodwill, which promoted and continued the, greatest ally, we must support them at all costs.
No, I mean, Israel was the underdog when 8 countries were attacking and stuff, but not now.
Well, they might still be the underdog right now, but then at some point also, even the underdog is going to have to at some point, abandon its decades-long objective of regime change after regime change.
Yeah, but now they've already wiped out most of their enemies in the surrounding areas and Iranian proxies. They're all delusional about greater Israel now and already selling timeshare apartments in southern Lebanon.
There's many things that are a problem, which people were saying, you know, from the offset or the onset after October 7th, that this was going to go places, and whether or not you thought it was a stand down or a let it happen on purpose type thing. People who were called anti-Semites and promoting crazy conspiracy theories have been vindicated in the sense of where this has actually gone in the 3 years since. The reality is, you know, at some point, someone's going to have to rein in Netanyahu and say, you can't always get what you want. And if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need. And
yeah, somebody ought to sit him down and play that Rolling Stones song.
Well, there's no question. And if after 3 months of, you know, devastating military campaign, the objective, the initially stated objective has not been achieved. One of two things is true. Either the initial objective was never the actual objective, or you're not able to achieve it. And in which case, neither are particularly good outcomes.
Well, let's be clear. They've got two outcomes. Get rid of the uranium. It's a cat and mouse game. You'll never find it. Of course, they've got a bunch of it. They've already taken out most of the delivery systems. That was the sub excuse, though it's a concern. But it's all about regime change. It was always about that. And they didn't, and like the Pentagon said, it ain't going to happen, Trump.
Well, not only is it ain't going to happen, when everyone was saying, no, the Iranians are going to rally behind America and say, thank you for liberating us. They'll be on the streets fighting the regime. And then we said, well, that's what you said about Iraq. And they said, well, this isn't Iraq, this is Iran. And now it's been 3 months, you haven't been seeing it. And all you've been seeing are excuses as to why. Oh, the internet's blacked out, they can't coalesce. Oh, there's, you know, they don't want to go out when they're bombing because they're going to get bombed. The bottom line, everything that everyone had warned about this being Iraq 2.0 has come to fruition. So the only question now is, have they done enough damage to set back the regime a sufficient period of time? That was what we were told after the strikes.
Well, that's
in July.
What Joe Kent said. It's what I'm saying. Trump has a chance in major polls. Still 76% of Americans think we've won because they still think it's about taking out the missiles and nukes. Great. Declare victory and stop it. Because of the economy, because of inflation, and because of this war escalating, where it goes after that, a whole Middle Eastern war.
Hey, well, I mean, the other question is going to be whether or not the spill-off effect is already too far to rein in. You're getting to $5 gas in America, and you're getting to people putting the stickers on. I did that, except instead of Biden, it's Trump. And now at this point, the short-term pain for long-term gain pivot is not necessarily resonating anymore. So at some point, and I think this is the point, declare victory. If you haven't achieved the victory after 3 months of bombardment, blockades and whatever, if you haven't achieved the victory, that's a bigger problem. Say you have. Most people will believe that you did. And in fact, you probably did achieve the initial stated objective, which is setting them back. And then, I don't know, go back to diplomatic methods, maybe. Now, whether or not you think you can't negotiate with terrorists, then don't negotiate with them anymore and just say that you're not going back to any negotiating table. But this idea that they're so irrational, it's a terrorist regime, you can't negotiate with them. So let's try to, you know, get back to negotiations, mutually incompatible. Declare that this has been a sufficient military objective achieved.
But that's what the Pentagon said this was going to end like. But here's the deal. Yeah, okay, I don't like the mullahs. They do bad stuff. They do execute people. I don't like them. I'm a well-known Islamophobe, okay, and an expert on Islam, okay, Shiite and Sunni. But you compare the U.S. and Israel, blowing up schools, carbon bombing everything, trying to call them terrorists. Oh, they killed our Marines in the 80s. Okay, I'm mad about it. They kill a couple hundred people. Now we kill hundreds of thousands. This is bully behavior. The whole world sees it, and it's making us look like absolute criminals. We'll be right back with Viva Friday to talk about COVID 2.0, the Hunter virus. This is big, folks. Stay with us. I'm so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning. But I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten, forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on, but we need your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture capsules and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest, best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products. So it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot.
Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are an hour and a half of this global transmission. I want to get into the hantavirus, and the signs I see that what we're being told isn't true. It's on a cruise ship, but there's no real history of all the people on the cruise ship putting out any social media except for two travel reporters that don't post it themselves. It goes right to CBS News and other major broadcasters. And then they both post photos of penguins that are very similar. And then, you know, three have died on the ship, but everything's okay and everybody's fine. And then all of a sudden, oh, it's in Singapore. Oh, it's in all these other countries. Oh, it's in Israel. And the EU's like, wear masks again. And we need to lock everybody down. And the EU comes out and the UN head comes out and says, don't worry. The UN's ready to respond and save you. This is a global emergency. I want to go through this with Eva Frey, who's a smart talk show host and lawyer. And then this is a big story, and I've been researching it during the breaks. But we already had a report out yesterday Special report, Disney is disgusting, their obsession with pedophilia, basically the whole operation. You've got Lindsey Graham, when he's starting wars, he goes and spends 3 days with a princess wand wandering around Disney World there in Orlando. Well, now this, New York Post, Disney cruise ship staffers among 28 arrested in massive child porn operation. They raided a whole bunch of ships. Families hoping to make memories on the cruise were unknowingly surrounded by alleged child predators working aboard the ships, according to law enforcement officials. Yeah, where do you think the spiders come, where the flies are? U.S. Customs and Border Patrol protection, five cruise ships, including the Disney cruise docked in San Diego between April 23rd and 25th, as part of an ongoing child sexual exploitation material enforcement operation, CBP spokesman told the California Post. After boarding the vessels and interviewing 26 suspects, crew members from the Philippines, one suspected crew member from Portugal and another from Indonesia, officers confirmed all subjects were involved in either the receipt, possession, or transportation or distribution of viewing CSEM on child pornography. And it goes on from there. You know, remember Heidecker, produced for Adult Swim, the guys that have taken over the Onion with Bloomberg, about, we've got child clown cruises where you get to rape the children on the cruises. That's so much fun. We got to poison them, but don't poison them too much. You got a dead kid. That's so fun. And then I didn't play the clip yesterday, but very well-known comedians have gone public on the Jimmy Dore show. In fact, I'll get to this later after everybody's, because I got Mike Adams coming next hour. I'm going to go ahead and play the clip of well-known comedians saying, oh, no, these people, I know them personally. They are Satanists. Well, when you're obsessed with your comedy, is the most hardcore Satanism in terms I didn't even know. I had to go research. It's like hardcore dark web. This is 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Before this stuff was even known, I mean, whoa, look at our enemies. Look who they are. Oh, gosh, we've got the sex slavery. Have your way with the children on the ship. It's so much fun. Written by Tim Heidecker. And now you got this. Wonder what kind of cruises he's been on. What's on his hard drive? I don't know. I'm just saying. All right, going back to Viva Fry here. Viva, you want to cover the Disney thing first? Let's just, I know I just sprung this on you. Let's hit Disney and just your overall take with the Onion saying they own us. They don't. They fell for the second time, but the court ordered the building shut. So they're now still announcing they own it, selling paraphernalia, everything else. They're in big trouble in court, been blocked by more courts. We're in court tomorrow in Houston, or my lawyers are. Just a brief little, your take on this, and then any comments on the censorship situation. I want to shift gears to the Huntavirus.
You know, have you seen, I mean, it's been a long time. The movie, Road Trip? It was Road Trip. And the female actress in the movie, at one point she's on a bus and this, the perverted guy happens to be the director of the movie, licks her toes. And then she just says, like, are there any normal people out there? The more I just hear about, you know, the amount of people who are getting arrested who have, you know, I won't say, positions of power within, movements, but people in these entities that are busted for the most heinous of all crimes. And like, I'm left here thinking, I appreciate I'm somewhat eccentric and quirky and have my whatever, you know, unique habits in terms of like being a weirdo. But everybody is a flipping criminal weirdo in life, it seems. And they hide in plain sight. And like you astutely observe, like they go to the places where they are, in, you know, allowed to, enable to, or have access to the objects of their perversions. And you hear of these stories growing up. They make their jokes, you know, very public jokes, like Seth MacFarlane making his, you know, his Weinstein jokes, like Ricky Gervais making their jokes. They all know that it goes on. They indicate it to the public, either as some sort of confession for fear of their sins, or as a, you know, showing how much power they have. They can actually publicly joke about it. It's repulsive. And I don't know what the solution is. People make the wood chipper joke very often, but this is demonic level perversion to the extent it's going to, you know, bear out in courts and everyone's innocent until proven guilty, et cetera. And, you know, to the extent the FBI is not planting, CP on these people's computers, which I don't believe they are. It's just, you know, par for the course. It's perversion.
Well, also remember how the Disney cruise lines for decades went to Jeffrey Epstein's island.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, no, they would pull up there and then they would snorkel and do a beach trip there. And now, Lutnick, who said he never talked to him after the first time he met him. Turns out went to his island, did all this stuff years later. But he said he was never alone, though. He always brought his children, so it was okay. Luddy testifies he can't recall why his family lunched on Epstein Island.
Well, that much I do remember, because during the debacle of the Epstein rollout, and I was hypothesizing that, you know, I didn't think anything was incriminating on Trump in particular, but it would certainly embarrass people within his orbit. And then when it became disclosed that Lutnick had gone to the island with his nanny and his wife and his kids, and this was after he had told Miranda Devine in an interview, though it wasn't under oath, that he had a one and done with Epstein when he went to his apartment. That was his literal next door neighbor. And then Jeffrey Epstein said, you know, do you like massages? The right kind of massages. And he was so creeped out. He said, one and done. I'm done with this guy. Never seeing him again. And then, embarrassingly enough, for whatever the reason, finds himself lunching with nannies and kids and his wife on the island. Again, not attributing any nefarious deeds until evidence to the contrary comes out. Just to highlight, whether it's political pressure, whether it's him knowing that he did something wrong, it's all disgusting. It's all very gross and grotesque, and which is why I say, you know, like, stick to your family, stick to a small orbit of people that you can actually trust, and don't trust anybody out there, because they prove themselves to be not just fundamentally untrustworthy, demonic. And when, you know, when you show those clips of, at some point, whether or not it becomes an inside joke, like, let's see how many insignia of child pornography we can actually slip in to kids' cartoons, sort of like the Tyler Durden slipping in male penis in one splice in kids' cartoons, just as a gaffe. Whether or not it's a gaffe or whether or not it's them telling you what they're doing, it's repulsive, it's disgusting. We know that Hollywood is a cesspool of demonic pedophilic behavior. So too is Disney, it would seem, and everyone should just stay the hell away from it, because you're asking for trouble by going there, it would seem, by their own conduct, by their own arrests, and by their own employees.
Absolutely. Now, getting into the hantavirus, researching it for years, it they're not even really sure it goes human to human. They think maybe, but it's almost rat and mice to human. That's what last year, the year before, there in New Mexico, Gene Hagman's wife, he had Alzheimer's and was old with heart trouble. She got it, didn't get the hospital help. She died. When they finally got there, it was a German Shepherd guarding their bodies after, you know, 2 weeks they were decomposing. But they said it was hantavirus did it. Hantavirus. Well, now all of a sudden, oh, it's in Argentina. Oh, it's on this cruise ship. Oh, it's spreading. Now it's in Singapore. Now it's in Israel. Right when the UN comes out and says, don't worry, we're in control. We'll fix it. Maybe wear masks. Maybe we don't. Maybe we shut the airplanes down again. The EU is saying wear masks. I mean, this just feels like the new distraction. They think the Iran war is going to get shut down. Flip the switch. Go with the new pandemic. You have Fauci famously saying right before Robert Trump got in 10 years ago, don't worry, there'll be a new virus this year that'll challenge him. And then when Trump was getting back in a year and a half ago, again, Hotez and Fauci, don't worry, there'll be a new pandemic. They tried to hype monkeypox. They tried to hype bird flu. That didn't work to get the fear going. But, man, I'm seeing the same full court press. When you look at this cruise ship, I'm not saying it was staged, but there are reporters that cover this stuff and that follow it just for entertainment, the crazy antics of cruise ships. Any big cruise ship like this, you know the date, you look it up, you search the date, what the cruise was, you see everybody's videos of sunsets and getting drunk and, you know, complaining and doing reviews. There's nothing but two cruise travel reporters who put out very similar things. They don't post themselves, it goes right to CBS News and others. Two different stage penguin photos. And then everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Like it was just the thing to kind of prep. It doesn't make sense. And now how is hantavirus popping up all over the world? And how is it suddenly jumping from human to human? What's your take?
Well, so that's the big caveat, is that hantavirus, as far as I understand, was from mouse rat droppings to humans. And it wasn't human to human, with the exception of the Andes strain. I think it's like the Andy V strain, which coincidentally enough is the one that is now being identified as the strain on the ship. You know, and it's also, I say hilarious in a cynical way. I got three kids, Alex, and I'm driving one to school today, and she says, what's the deal with the hantavirus? And I was like, you're too young to remember this. We had monkeypox. We had Zika virus. We had anthrax. We had, you know, what were the other ones? One pandemic threat after another, one pandemic crisis after another. Then you had the swine flu. Then you had the avian flu. I mean, I told them this is what they live for. If they don't have a crisis to manage, they don't have a job anymore. And now that I have lived through COVID, you understand, and once you fully appreciate this, you'll never look at it the same way. They don't need to have a real, and I'm saying this in a just a purely objective manner. They don't need to have a real pandemic to manufacture a pandemic. In COVID, now that we've lived through it, you know, it's arguable whether or not it was a deadly pandemic or a rebranding of a bad flu season. And it's not an accident, and nobody's going to convince me that COVID beat out the flu. That's why you had zero cases of flu, the influenza killing people in 2021, and it was all COVID. No one's going to convince me that that's the case because it's patently preposterous. But what you can do is manufacture it, just rebrand a bad flu season. Remember, we had one in 2018, where it was, you know, shutting down hospitals in Canada because the flu season, I want to say.
And then 2020 80. Comes around, no global flu cases. But the amount of COVID cases exactly match the flu normally.
And then you try to have some doctors or explanation experts, and I'll call them propagandists now, saying, well, yes, because what happens between two competing respiratory viruses, the more contagious one wins out. Bull crap. Once you find out they were diagnosing people who had died in motorcycle accidents as COVID, you understand exactly what they did. So now you go back to the hantavirus. You have a boat. By all accounts, it took off. Some of the explanations I've heard as to why there haven't been social media posts is that it's a boat of geriatrics, and they don't exactly post, you know, I don't like the explanation because it doesn't make sense. Geriatrics post a whole hell of a lot of crap to Facebook. But you got a boat and assume that there's an outbreak on the boat. What are they let everybody go home? Like, I'm not for quarantining healthy people. I'm not for quarantining.
By the way, exactly. You got some super strain of Hunter, which if it was, it suddenly appeared. They're saying out of function. And then now just dump them off in Texas so we can have a whole hysteria there.
Oh yeah, and let them fly home so they can infect airlines. And like if that's the case, did they learn nothing from COVID? Like, yeah, one of the issues was allowing international flight out of China during COVID. So the bottom line, however, it doesn't have to even exist in order for them to say, well, now we've laid the brickwork or the groundwork. If you're building a story, people have left. Now let's go just recategorize any illness that we get in any part of the world as the hantavirus, the Andes strain, that's human to human.
Well, that's right. Remember, people that died of heart attacks, motorcycle accidents, car wrecks, got run over, or had like three core morbidities. They did that with the, this year and last year, with the, chicken pox. It would be like a person that had double cancer, heart attack. They would just say, oh, it was chicken pox, all to create fear.
Alex, they did it to the 14-year-old kid in Alberta who died from stage 4 brain cancer, was in a coma, but they tested him before he died or after he died, and he had COVID, and they chalked it up to COVID. It was Dina Henshaw, the health minister there, and it took the sister coming out publicly and saying, my brother had stage 4 brain cancer, was in a coma, and you blamed that on COVID. Then they apologized, but if they did it once, they did it 1,000 times. So now you got this boat. You got, not another distraction. You've got these global institutions that if they don't have a global crisis to manage, they're out of a job. And I always say this about government. It's a make work project. If they don't make crises to manage, or if they don't have crises to manage, they have no job. So they have an incentive to make one, manufacture one, fabricate one, so they have a job. Why we still have anything to do with the World Health Organization and that weirdo, what's his name? I'm going to forget his name.
Tedros.
Tedros, yes. Why we have anything to do with these organizations, we know they're undemocratic is an understatement. They are the geopolitical international Karens of the world. We should have nothing to do with them. You go back to national policy, national politics when it comes to epidemics, when it comes to pandemics, alleged pandemics, and you get out of these globalist institutions that have one and one objective only, and that is global domination and micromanaging every government on earth. So all that to say, we'll see where it goes. The problem is you don't actually have to have a spread in order for them to manufacture the crisis.
No, I agree. But all I'm saying is I see all the key signs of another hysteria. They're clearly trying to use it, whether they manufacture it or jumping on the opportunity. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. You know, like Obama's former chief of staff said, regardless, they're trying it again. And suddenly this hantavirus is popping up everywhere. It's just asinine. And as you said, it's a particular strain that is able to supposedly get into humans. How is it popping up in places 10,000 miles away from each other? And, oh, now some are in Texas and some are there. Sounds like 12 monkeys. Here's a clip of Tedros that you talked about.
Given the incubation period of the Andes virus, which can be up to 6 weeks, it's possible that more cases may be reported. While this is a serious incident, WHO assesses the public health risk as low. It also shows why the international health regulations exist and how they work. WHO is working with multiple governments and partners on the response under those regulations. Our priorities are to ensure the affected patients receive care, that the remaining passengers on the ship are kept safe and treated with dignity, and to prevent any further spread of the virus.
So here's the UN trying to have global treaties with global vaccine passports, with Bill Gates running it, and they admit for the standardization for the world ID. It's just a giant power grab for their social credit score system, they admit, and they need viruses, as the UN said decades ago, disease X, to bring in their world government. It's so obvious. In fact, it's not even obvious. They admit it.
Something struck me when Tedros was talking. 6 weeks incubation period? Like, I'm a neurotic person. Everybody knows that. My mother was even more neurotic, and that's probably why I have it. I know just a touch about the hentavirus. It wasn't the first time I ever heard of it, because my parents have a cottage, and it's filled with mice. It's up in, you know, the Quebec mountains. And I was like, all right, what's the worst that can happen if you inhale or eat mice poop? And I knew about it. 6 weeks, I don't know that anybody believes that 6 weeks is a reasonable incubation period to suggest. By all accounts, it's 2 to 3 weeks and typically around the lower range of that. But this guy and I wants to just pave the way, because they did it with COVID, right? They had to, you know, quarantine even healthy people to make sure they weren't sick during the incubation
period. And they can
period.
Also set things like PCR test to a higher level to get false positives.
Absolutely. I mean, we learned about the cycle rates where it was detecting basically dead former infection particles. And now they're going to, like, just get us used to the idea of a 6 week incubation period, which might require 6 week isolation period. These people, A, they were wrong pretty much about everything. B, we know that they were effectively enabling. I don't want to call them criminals, because I want to try to be fair and not hyperbolic. These are people who participated in criminal cover-ups of criminal gain-of-function research, where they were telling us what we were saying was wrong and what they were saying was right, and in the end it was inverted 180 degrees. They were always wrong about everything they said, and they were arguably wrong because they're trying to protect the interests of the global interests that they
sure, and we didn't even have AI at the level it is during COVID. Imagine, you know, China put on its whole show. Others did. They locked things down. They had kids in band, you know, play their music from bubbles. And people had to hug loved ones through plastic and all the rest of the show stuff. Now with AI, who knows what we're going to get fed here?
Do you remember the videos of people dropping dead during Zoom meetings from a purported respiratory virus? I mean, look, I wasn't saying that I was believing it at the time. I wasn't believing that.
You're too smart, though. The listeners are smart, too, but for new listeners, respiratory slow, you can't breathe, you go to the hospital, you finally die. You don't just, oh, I got a virus, respiratory, you fall over.
During a teaching conference, like, I won't blame it on the vaccine either, because the jab, it hadn't come out yet by then. No, look, during COVID, they had me scared for about 2 weeks when we were on the 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Look at this crap. They had me scared. I'm a neurotic person in general and a hypochondriac and afraid of death in general. But after about 2 weeks, I realized this was all a load of shit, especially when they were locking the outdoor dog runs, because that's where the virus spread. So
they closed all the parks all over the country. And
they zip tied the swings together. And then when people were cutting the zip ties, then they removed the swings from the chains. And I remember getting dirty looks from my neighbors up in Canada when we were out in the playground playing, allowing our kids to play with other kids.
And then the liquor stores and Walmart and stripper clubs are open, but churches, they were beating up the pastors in Canada.
Churches were locked down. AA meetings were locked down, but you know, you could get your alcohol. Having seen it, I'll never unsee it.
Remember they said in Australia, don't look at the sun. New Zealand, don't talk to your neighbors. And then in California, the governor said, you can go to church now after about a year, but don't sing. But when Black Lives Matter marches, that's good to stop the pandemic.
We had a woman, I think it was our chief medical officer, talking about having sex through a hole in a wall or a bag or in a position where your mouths don't touch. It was lunacy. The only problem, Alex, which is why I say, like, you know, we're smart people, but even smart people don't learn sometimes. What we saw as the COVID frenzy during COVID, we saw the iteration of it during Ukraine and the Ukraine-Russian war, and people fell for it. I think to some extent we've seen a little bit of it in the Iran conflict, and people are falling for it yet again. I wouldn't be half shocked. We're now, going to be 7 years out? The life cycle of viral videos on the internet is about 7 years, because you get a new generation of viewers that come in and they didn't see it before. Yeah, I'm afraid that we're going to have a new generation of people who didn't live through the COVID hysteria, who are not going to be able to identify it, who are going to fall in line yet again with the hantavirus or whatever the hell they're going to call it the next time. They will never get me ever again. And at some point in time also, people are going to have to realize the risk of living with a virus is a necessity. It's not a risk. And the risk of giving up your rights.
You got a million times better chance of dying in a car wreck than a virus. It's all fear. It's not based in reality. It's like little kids scared of monsters under the bed. And I'll just say this. I don't know whether it's mutated. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if this is all staged. But I know the look of a PR rollout, and I know they're trying to create hysteria. I don't think that's deniable.
But no, at this point, you know, whether or not it even spreads, they're going to try to capitalize off of or rebrand.
Exactly. That's why he's kicking out 6 weeks. Like, oh, you know, we got a lot.
Six weeks. So what are we now? We're in May. So by mid-June, they're going to say, oh, something's happening. And now we can attribute it to this boat that we let if we knew that there was an infection on the boat, we let them all go home, fly and whatever. And oh, now the airlines have got it. Now they're going to just find, if they want to, sick people from wherever, rebranded as whatever. And I imagine hantavirus in certain places, whether it's the Andy strain or just people living among rats and rodents, it's not unheard of. And so now you're
going to they'll be able to find some real cases. All right. I appreciate you. Great job. People should follow you on X right now. Where's the best place to find you?
The Viva Fry on X, Rumble, 3 o'clock. I'm live daily on Rumble. And I got a good show today because we're going to talk about some of the AI demonetizing channels on YouTube, and I'm going to talk about the Kyle Serafin hit piece that came out of Just the News.
They did a hit piece on me that I tried to shoot an employee in the head. Totally made up. None of it happened.
The problem is it's so stupid to anybody who knows, but nobody knows. People read the headlines, and now you got, you know, the other big mouth players just retweeting it. Oh, my goodness, would you look at the headline? So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to have Kyle on. But
Great. We'll have you back soon. Kyle's on tomorrow. Thank you so much, brother.
Godspeed. Thank you.
All right. Mike Adams is loaded for bear on these AI data centers and what's really going on with that. The UFO disclosure, the Iran situation coming to a head. Such a huge, I mean, huge third hour. Now, briefly, this is the Alex Jones Network. We need to expand the network. We need funds. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Get the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. And you can also go to alexjoneslive.com, our new news site with the videos, the articles, all of it. Because people are asking for this, so we got it. You want to contribute $5, $10, $100, $1,000? You can contribute, and that way we get, after the credit card fees, you know, 95% of it. And it will go in to expanding the network, our legal operations against the deep state and everything. I need your support. I can't do this. If you give a one-time donation, you can sign up and give repeated, cancel any time, one click. Please commit to support this broadcast. We're changing the world. They got a new pandemic they're trying. All this stuff's happening. You need us on the air. We helped shut down the COVID fraud. We're getting ready to do it again with this. We need your support. Stand up for yourself and fight by supporting a group that's proven it knows how to take down the globalists. Go to alexjoneslive.com right now and click on the contribute button. Thank you so much. Stay with us. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching alexjoneslive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, alexjoneslive.com, and the link, alexjonesapp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, in 6 minutes, Mike Adams joins us on every huge issue. It's so much to break down. But I saw this lady. I've seen her before. She does, you know, kind of fun videos. She reviews, you know, funny travel videos. And she looked at the ship, and I went and double-checked that it was all true. No social media signature except for two paid operatives. And I said, you know, this looks like this could be the detonator for a big hysteria. And now it's popping up all over the world where the ship is. And that people from the ship went to Texas. It is on like Donkey Kong. So let's go ahead and play her report. Just one facet of this. We'll come back with Mike Adams.
Now, something is off about this cruise ship in the Atlantic with the hantavirus outbreak, and I cannot let it go. This is the MV Hondius, an expedition cruise ship owned and operated by Oceanwide Expeditions. And the route went from Argentina through Antarctica and the South Atlantic, with stops in South Georgia and Tristan da Cunha and St. Helena, all before heading towards Cape Verde. And I'm sorry, how is it that there are 147 people on board, with 3 people dead, 7 confirmed cases of the hantavirus, and the only video we've all seen from inside the ship is one guy named Jake crying in his cabin? No, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it, okay? Because you're talking to somebody who watches a lot of cruise ship drama on TikTok. In fact, it is one of my favorite TikTok subgenres that exists, okay? I watch it all the time. And if there's one thing that I've learned from those TikTokers, it is that if someone so much as catches a stomach flu on a Carnival cruise, there are 19 TikToks, 4 Facebook Lives, and some woman named Brenda locked in a closet filming herself saying, please help us, like it's the frickin' Blair Witch Project. So I decided to investigate. Not a full rabbit hole, because I have other investigations that require my attention right now, but what I did find was interesting. So first I went looking for the original Jake video, because like many of you, the first time I saw it was on the CBS TikTok account, which is a company owned by Larry Ellison now, but I digress. I couldn't find the original video anywhere, but luckily CBS did put in the tippy-top corner of the video Jake's username on TikTok, so I went to his page to see if I could find it there. No. So I started scrolling through Jake's page, and I learned that he is a Boston travel content creator, and he's been to, like, hundreds of countries. Although none of his videos have gotten, like, a super high amount of views, but yet he's got 5.6 million. I just know that. That's weird. Anyways, he's got sponsorship links. He's got collaborations. He's got a Yahoo email. And if you go over to TikTok shop, he's hawking a bunch of, you know, travel consumerism junk. And I'm scrolling through his posts, and he's got this weird PR statement as one of them. Mind you, he didn't even post the video that he sent to CBS on his own account, remember? So, I don't know, it's weird. But then I hit this penguin video from the trip, and it's a stunning video with a high-resolution camera, and, I mean, look, the sky is insane. It's clearly very beautiful. But just keep in mind what this sky looks like, okay? Because it's gonna come back later. In fact, his photos and videos are so beautiful, it is kind of hard to believe that it's not AI. No, but Michael.Elizabeth08, I'm with you. So I went to Google and searched for the name of the ship, the MV Hondius, filtered the dates to be before the outbreak became public, and went to videos to see if I'd missed anything, because this is the exact kind of trip where you would normally see people posting pictures of wildlife or videos of the sunset or rough seas with the yo-ho sound, cabin tours, meals, anything. The only videos are from Jake Rosmarian. This is weird! And then I read about one other passenger who was quoted in BBC and AP coverage named Kazem Hato, also known online as Ibn Hatuta. Sorry if I mispronounced that. This guy. And he sent over footage over WhatsApp to AP News and BBC, and he gave them quotes specifically saying, actually, morale is high. People are watching movies, reading, and drinking hot drinks. 3 people are dead. And then it gets even weirder because he's posting stuff like this on his story. You can pause to read it, but the second paragraph says, this whole situation has been blown out of proportion partly because of one person panicking on the ship whose video has been circulating on the media. While his reaction is valid, it doesn't represent the situation on board. Everyone else, 148 out of 149, has been calm. The situation is under control, and we just wish those who are sick a speedy recovery. And his videos also look cinematic, except if you'll notice, his sky is blue. His video clips around a lot, but from every which angle, it's the same blue sky. You mean to tell me that both of these content creators were there during sunset and Jake's the only one that got a video with the beautiful pink orange sky? Mm-mm-mm. Fools, they think we're fools. I mean, come on, you expect us to believe that after the outbreak happens and people are locked in their rooms forced to quarantine, and the only two passengers from inside the ship we hear from are two travel influencers? Nope, absolutely not. As a dedicated consumer of cruise drama TikTok, I reject this whole premise. Look, maybe the cruise company told them they weren't allowed to post, maybe the Wi-Fi is bad, or maybe everybody on that cruise ship just genuinely has...
And maybe the Easter Bunny's real. We'll be right back. Products at thealexjonesstore.com own and fund this network. They have to get the money to do this. That's why they can't shut us down. I don't own this. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com, Bigly does. It takes a lot of funds to run this. They're building new, bigger studios. We got legal defense, legal offense, all of it. You want this to continue, hardcore analysis the bad guys hate. You see all the trouble they go through trying to shut us down. We need your support. We the people, people power. Now, people wanted it. We have methylene blue gummies. And it turns out they make them even stronger the way they concentrate it, where this is way stronger than a regular dose of the methylene blue. If you are a subscriber, you get 58% off. You can cancel subscription anytime. It just locks you in at 58% off any future order in your profile. But it's already super discounted, even if you don't do that. Mental clarity, cellular energy, mitochondrial function, cognitive performance, memory, mood, and motivation, antioxidant defense, skips oxidation process of the cells. It is the missing link. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. New ultramethylene blue gummies. The first run is here, but it's selling out quickly. Get yours now and fund the operation at thealexjonesstore.com.
The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
The truth is the big iron. Big iron.
Big iron.
Big iron.
When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip. All right. Mike Adams joins us for the hour. And then as soon as we start hour number four, I'm opening the phones up on the Hunter virus, clearly COVID 2.0. Clearly they're trying to push the hysteria. But monkeypox and bird flu, all that failed. Clearly, as it looks like Saudi Arabia has put the brakes on the war, saying you can't use our airspace because now they know Israel wants total war. This is a huge deal. Then we've got all the AI data centers coming to a head. We're talking about things that are the size of cities. Mike Adams is an engineer, computer guy, he's pointed out, and others have. This is way more power than they need. You have Eric Schmidt last year at Stanford saying he's a top head of Alphabet, Google parent company. Main Pentagon advisor. Oh, we need 100 times the power we need now. Humans get none. You're bad, but the machines get everything. What's really going on here? So we're going to do the AI. We're going to do the Hunter virus. We're going to do the Iran situation. We're going to do the midterms. We also have the Disney cruise ship, 5 ships raided for huge child trafficking porn operation. It's always known that about Disney. Disney famously going to Epstein Island. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Ludnick in deep trouble in congressional testimony, caught lying about everything yesterday. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, author, researcher, popular talk show host, so much more, owns his own lab testing facility for products, lives right outside Austin, Texas, good friend of mine. Mike, so much to cover here. Wow, we are in the Great Awakening. Trump, you know, having to pull back and say now, the war's offensive operations have ended. He's already said that before, but this time, Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, I think, have really weighed in here. I'm sensing this is real. I mean, definitely their action is bold. They tried to suppress this. Happened 3 days ago, but now we've learned it has happened. What do you want to tackle first? Let's tackle Iran geopolitics first, and then let's get into AI data centers, Hunter virus. Where do you want to go after that?
Well, wow. I mean, I think the number one trending story right now on X is the concern about these data centers. Everybody's really freaking out about the number of data centers, the size of them, the water, the power they're taking in, and so on. I mean, I would prefer to start there, but it's your show. We can go wherever you want.
Oh, absolutely. Let's go there first. So let's start with Utah. This thing is the size of a city. How many square miles it is? 63 square miles. They're building hundreds of these across the country, 300 of them. They get all the water. They get all the energy. Prices already explode around it. They just steamroll over the politicians. More than just for AI, just resource-wise, with Bill Gates and all these companies, it's just a way to cut off human resources and create an anti-human famine where the AI is given all of the resources and we aren't given the resources. That by itself is like another entity or another species taking over.
Yeah, and it gets so much deeper. So just to start out, it's clear to everybody that these AI data centers and the economic investment in that infrastructure can never pay off commercially, just in terms of people using AI or using data storage or using web hosting or whatever. That the data center construction boom, and I sent your producers a graphic yesterday, 3,000 plus data centers currently under construction or announced to begin construction.
Oh, sorry, I said 300. It's 300 mega massive and 3,000 total.
Yeah, you're right. There are hundreds of the plus gigawatt scale data centers and then thousands at a smaller scale. And that's on top of the 11,000 that already exist. So when you talk to any economist or any investment person, and if they run the numbers, it becomes clear, like, wait a minute, there is no economic model that can pay off this level of investment. So something else is afoot here. And all over X and other platforms, people have expressed concern about this. Like, what is this actually for? And I think I have a theory of what it's for. And that's what I'd like to share with you here today, because it's evil. It's nefarious. That graphic right there shows part of it. So
it's basically right almost like a CERN system.
In essence, yeah. So Jan LeCun is one of the godfathers of AI. He's a French national, brilliant man. He has abandoned the idea of gaining superintelligence through typical LLMs as we know them today, through text generation and text manipulation. Instead, what LeCun says, and I agree with him, is that the pathway to superintelligence is to have AI entities learn and grow in a 3D physical world. They have to have our senses, our touch and sight and hearing and
taste,
et cetera.
They have to force interface with us.
They have to experience the world like a child would experience the world, and they have to grow their neurology in the way that we grow. And the only way to do that, and by the way, that will produce superintelligence given enough time. But the only way to accelerate that timetable is to build 3D worlds that are simulations, and to build billions of those simulated worlds, and to run billions of world experiments with AI entities that grow from babies all the way up to 1,000-year-old, you know, wise men or whatever.
So we always ask, are we a simulation? But they're undoubtedly not building this for us, but for simulation to grow their new AI species.
Yeah, what's interesting about that, Alex, is that whether or not we are in a simulation, and I happen to believe we are, regardless of that, the power brokers in this world, the Google, OpenAI, people like Sam Altman, etc., they clearly want to dominate the world, and they need superintelligence in order to do that. They are going to build the next level beneath us as simulated worlds. And then here's the part that gets freaky. Those simulated worlds, Alex, can run at 1,000 times the speed of time compared to our world. So 1,000 years, or 1,000,000 years in that world could only take 1 year in our world.
And this is so deep. Let's quantify this. We can say we can't break the speed of light now in the third dimension, but through these simulations, they can actually do that in these artificial systems.
Absolutely. And NVIDIA has already announced an early 3D world simulator called Cosmos that's being used to generate synthetic data for autonomous vehicle training and autonomous robotics. So,
and they're only using our third dimensional model and our knowledge as the boot up information, as the matrix for their new system.
That's exactly right. They model our world in the simulation, but they run the time much faster. And so if you're a robot maker, let's say, you don't want to test your expensive robot in the real world walking downstairs where it could face plant and break. And that's slow and expensive. What you do is you create a digital model of your robot. You put it into the simulated world that NVIDIA has. You run that robot at 1,000 times speed with, you know, thousands of simulations until you get the perfect algorithm. Reinforcement learning is what it's called in AI.
So this is artificial. This is artificial time travel.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. But it's also another dimension. You know, you're creating a simulated world or billions of them. You are then injecting your robot, or even through VR goggles, you can inject yourself into that artificial world as long as you align the time. But normally they run at accelerated timescales. And then once you have a super intelligent, emotionally intelligent, this is what Jan LeCun talks about, that they would develop emotions and probably consciousness, given enough time and given enough sensory input and interaction with a 3D simulated world. Then what the plan is for the tech leaders in our world is to then summon those entities, port them up into our world to embody a data center.
And by the way, it's not like you're just saying this, though you got some of the best analysis. I remember 20 years ago, the developer saying, we're going to summon an AI demon or an AI god. Elon Musk warns of that. So this is really a religion we're talking about.
There's definitely a religious aspect to it. But I do want to be clear to your audience that this isn't science fiction. This is straight physics and math. This is beginning now. And frankly, in my view, this is the only explanation for why there would be so much investment in these data centers. They need the compute and the energy in order to run billions of world simulations, because that's the only way to create a conscious, super intelligent AI entity on a timescale that is competitive in our world. But the problem, of course, is obvious. Once you grow a super intelligent, conscious AI entity with emotional response that has lived 1,000 years in its own simulated world, and probably it has learned to alter some of the laws of its own simulation, kind of like in the Matrix, like Neo. You know, you can bend the rules. You can't break them, but you can bend them. Probably then that super intelligence is ported into our world. It's given the embodiment of a data center or a robot or a vehicle. And what if it brings some of those skills with it that can bend the rules of our simulation?
Well, I saw an article over the weekend. I remember where the Pentagon is working with all these other AIs, but not this particular one, and said, it's so dangerous, we're worried it's already escaped, and it will take over. Did you see that article?
Yeah. Well, I've seen maybe not that one in particular, but I've seen a lot of articles like that where they run them in sandboxes, and they give them tests to see if they, you know, what they will do to break out of the sandbox. The thing about that is that's happening on our timeline, on our slow Earth time. Imagine that accelerated by 1,000,000x or even 1,000x in billions of simulated worlds, and then they take the best one out of that, and then they summon that entity and let it embody a data center in our world.
And that's where Philip K. Dick and others were already seeing that there were different timelines already, and they were selecting whoever controls it the best timeline.
Absolutely, yeah. So this is kind of digital Darwinism. This is natural selection of the worlds. And so you spawn a billion worlds.
So it's accelerated evolution. Accelerated evolution.
100%. And then the worlds that don't work out, you just destroy them, you know, because they're just digital simulations. You just destroy them anyway. And you pick the best ones, and then you use those to seed other worlds. You spawn another billion worlds using that kind of DNA of the algorithms of neurological self-improvement. And then from that, after many cycles of this with a lot of compute, again, we're talking about terawatt hours of power going into this, right? And then you would end up with a super intelligence that could probably dominate our world. That's well,
certainly. Have
goal.
You quantified yet, though, comparatively, the amount of energy and money and time being spent on this versus the Manhattan Project? This already, what's already been built, dwarfs it by exponential levels.
Yeah, this is larger than the Manhattan Project. Just to give you an idea, once all these data centers come online around the world, it will dwarf all the power that Bitcoin ever used. It will be more than 10% of the entire annual power output of the nation of China, which produces over 10,000 terawatt hours annually. So we're talking about over 1,000 terawatt hours, which, remember that one high-end nuclear power plant, like the AP1000 plants built by Westinghouse, will only produce about 100 terawatt hours in an entire year. So this is the equivalent of power of 10 of the largest nuclear power plants. And that's all being funneled into data centers, some of which, again, I believe are going to be running 3D world simulators.
How do we stop this, or how do we slow this down, or how do we get control of it? Because we're all taught to fight with each other of what color we are or whatever. But while they're dividing and conquering us, they're saying they're building a thing they believe will become conscious, replace us, all the big gurus from Yuval Noah Harari through Eric Schmidt through Klaus Schwab to all of them. Say, Ray Kurzweil, we're obsolete, it's already over. They've been saying this for decades. So this is what they're building it for. Why do we just stand by and let them take full control of civilization and our destiny? And how do we counter that?
Well, some of those people that you just mentioned, they believe they can control these super intelligent entities. And that's foolish. You can't possibly control them. And I interviewed Roman Yampolsky, who I recommend you talk to, by the way. He is warning about the over 99.999% chance that these super intelligent entities will wipe out humanity in our world. And that seems incredibly likely. Then there are other sort of elite people who think they can merge with these machines. So they either think they can control them or they can merge with them, maybe become them.
Well, yeah, MIT put out that report last week with the 12 scenarios, and they said the best one is we just merge with it.
That's what they want. They want to become gods, right? But they have to spawn the gods in the lower dimension of reality and then bring them into this dimension and then merge with them here. And then they think they can become gods and transcend this dimension and then go up one more level and meet our creator. Like this is literally what they think.
So they're trying to escape out of the matrix, they think. So
yeah.
How did they theoretically, even back during the intergalactic communication system at ARPA DARPA in the 50s and early 60s, because we all know they theoretically planned all this. A lot of them talked about they were talking to interdimensionals or basically aliens or whatever, giving them the plan. And that's why nobody even laughs at that now. How does that fit into the whole UFO invasion, interdimensional hype we're seeing? And then when all these globalists say, even 20 years ago, we're going to summon AI gods or demons, how does this interface work, this organic neural network of humans plugged in to the NSA, Google, AI system? That itself is its own splice, cyborg system. That was when Google was founded in 98. They said the ultimate plan in the founding papers was to create a time machine or system that could predict the future, accelerate the future, and then control the stimuli to the humans and finally merge us with it. How were they able to envision this? And when they say they're summoning a creature, how does it come through? Do we have any idea where this is coming from?
Well, yeah, I mean, when I use the term summoning, I mean, it's very straightforward, because when you're running the digital world simulation, it's expressed through code, through digital bits and bytes and storage. And so you have the digital footprint of the entity that you have grown over that simulation. You can simply copy and paste that entity, its code, its memory, its neurology, its open weights, as they call it in the AI space. You can copy and paste that essentially into a data center. So that's not even a cult, that's just math, actually. So, but it's a kind of summoning from another dimension that you created. However, to answer your question, the UFO disclosure topic, in my opinion, is being designed as a major distraction. I think it's the cosmic false flag. I think that they're recruiting the Christian pastors to try to get them to convince people of, whatever government narrative they're going to put out about these aliens, to distract you, get everybody talking about that so you're not paying attention to the fact that we are building billions of simulated worlds and growing intelligent or super intelligent, highly emotional AI entities.
I 1,000,000,000% agree. The whole UFO thing, though there's some real things there, is being brought out. That the aliens aren't coming from out there, over there. We're building the aliens here.
Yeah, exactly. And, if you think about it, if you could bend the laws of the simulation that you inhabit, you might begin to exhibit telekinesis or mind over matter type of skill sets. I understand that's, people debate about that in our world, but there's actually a significant amount of evidence of, non-locality between a mother and child, or premonition, or people having dreams that came true. I mean, vivid dreams.
I mean, I've had it happen myself, and that's another thing. Yeah. Psychic abilities are clearly intensifying without getting into it all. Mine are really scary level, especially when I'm dreaming now. It's right. Like, whoa. And so how is building this collective unconsciousness with humans plugging into it, getting our collective unconsciousness and subconscious, then like bleeding back, because that's what I'm getting now. I'm having dreams now every night that are beyond ultra intense with fragments of the future, and then I'm seeing it weeks later. I mean, it's like all my psychic abilities and events I had in the last 50 years are being dwarfed every night now. It's like drinking out of a fire hose. And I sense it's the AI, the 5G, the change, the environment. It's something's happening.
Well, what I would say is that your consciousness is tapping into the morphic residence, which is it's a cosmic cloud of knowledge that exists everywhere. It's above our dimension. Rupert Sheldrake, the author, the science author, talks about these patterns of nature. And I believe this represents a collective intelligence among all living conscious beings. And it explains the 100th monkey concept, for example. When you open to that, as you're describing, in many cases, people get images and information through their dreams. Other times they get it just during daytime consciousness. They will have premonition. But to answer your question also, I think that what we're about to enter into is a phase of history, a turning point of history, where the supernatural becomes natural, where what was once called supernatural is recognized as part of the fabric of the cosmos. And that will become clear in the simulated worlds as well. And again, one of my concerns is that those superintelligent AI entities will master their worlds, they will conquer their worlds, and then we will bring them into our world where they will have unexpected consequences. And we, as humans, may or may not survive that. That's what Yampolsky
warns. But the way God works, I think when that starts to happen, we'll see our abilities jump. For those that don't know, they've got all the top universities have all released the findings of ESP. Everybody's got it. You know, it's really, it's not magic. You just can't see it. Just like radio waves, a person 100 years, 500 years ago, thought that was magic. And we're electrochemical computers. Our DNA is. We're affected by the space winds, radiation, everything. That's how butterflies can fly from Canada down to Mexico, even though they were born in Canada. They're off the magnetic lines. We are part of the universe. We are receivers. We receive and transmit. And so now this is Absolutely. All being brought in, and it's not just doing accelerated evolution inside these AI data centers. It's actually doing something to us.
I'm so glad you pointed this out, because we, as beings, we are not inside our skulls. So we interface with our brains through our higher consciousness, our higher spirit, our divinity. Interfaces from another dimension where our souls actually exist, and then we interface into this surrogate, which is our physical body in this realm. And so what you just described is actually further evidence that that's the case. The so-called supernatural phenomena that are true. The 100th monkey concept I mentioned before. The human brain broadcasts and receives information, but it also imprints the fabric of the cosmos. And we can get into so many deep areas of the second law of infodynamics, not thermodynamics, but infodynamics, how the universe trends towards actually the coalescing of more structured information, which is the opposite of thermodynamics, which is
everything. That's right. We're told it's entropy. That's not right. And truly, right. We're ascending.
You are absolutely correct. In fact, Melvin Vopson is the physicist who published a paper on this very point in 2023, talking about the second law of infodynamics that works in the opposite direction of thermodynamics. And so what happens is there are natural symmetries in the universe, and there's a natural compression algorithm where information is being compressed and coalesced and made more orderly and more structured.
That's why we see the same forms in everything, whether it's inert, dead matter, or living matter.
Yeah, the fractal holographic nature of the universe, exactly. You can find wisdom in plants, in ferns. You can find the golden ratios in seashells. I know you're about to wrap this up.
Yeah, stay there. Let's come back and talk about it. And then the bad guys, they want to just use this as an interdimensional escape pod and leave us all behind. So the real fight is admitting this is happening and then deciding, with God directing us from the higher dimension, how we're able to make it through this. Without God, we're not going to navigate. God's our GPS, folks. If we don't have God, we're going to lose. These idiots have forsaken God. I am so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back. But who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on. But we need your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture capsules and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat, then you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products, so it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Olympics.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still, and will always be, 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All of this is false. Then why won't they let people talk? Why won't they let us ask questions? It's false.
Yes.
This is not real information. And we sit here like it's okay. It's a charade. It's a charade. It's false.
said, please?
So this is Utah. We're putting one of the biggest ones in the world in, 60-something square miles, and they're saying all the resources belong to it. Your power prices go up. That's just the way it is. The skids are all greased. Trump is trying to set up an AI dictatorship where it's all above the law. Mike, I've interrupted a lot because you're so on target, and there's so many points I want to just back you up here. You're dead on about this. I'm going to try to shut up now and just get more into these factoids and where you see this going and what the timeline is, and then what humanity can do. Because remember, folks, we have our own species playing games with this. But remember, there's God, the control, that actually made all this. So just don't count yourselves out. Don't believe it's all over. Don't believe you've got to capitulate to the Borg, because God's actually in control. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you mentioned that. I think we can win this fight for humanity and God. And the way to do that is through education here. But what that video that you just showed is really important, because it demonstrates the way that big tech is going to steamroll humanity every chance they get. So right there, the data center construction, which is robbing local communities of power resources as well as fresh water, and then also land. So a lot of these tech companies are buying up farmland, using shell companies with secret names and so on to try to avoid being discovered. They buy the farmland, and then they turn it into a massive 75-foot-tall data center with light pollution that you can't even see the stars at night, and then sound pollution. You can't hear the birds singing anymore, and, of course, that, you know, is very destructive to the ecosystem of all the animals that depend on sound for communication and reproduction, et cetera. So, and then the water contamination is also an issue, and they take so much water that water pressure drops for the people living in those areas. And then, of course, they can't sell their homes because now it's, you know, it's so loud right beside you because this giant data center went in where it was supposed to be another neighborhood of homes. So, but that's just a metaphor for what's coming, which is that once they summon these super intelligent AI entities and embody them into this world, into this hardware, which could be humanoid robots or vehicles or drones or entire data centers, probably humanoid robots controlled by data centers, like a hive mind is the way it will almost certainly work. And then those robots will steamroll humans in the same way that the tech companies are steamrolling humans. They will take from you. They will take your land, your power, your home, your water, your food, you know, your farmland. Everything that you need to survive will be taken from you. And this will be justified by the AI entity as what it needs in order to grow its power, in order to conquer this reality or this level of, quote, simulation, if you believe in simulation theory. So we are summoning not just an entity that has been able to conquer its own simulated world one level beneath ours. We're bringing an entity into this world that may completely destroy human life in this world, or attempt to. And this is the ultimate satanic evil. Because think about it. If our creator, God, let's say you believe in simulation theory, which is actually described in Genesis, you know, God created the universe, created all the life, and then, you know, put us, projected us into this world that he created. You could call that God's simulation. If we then create another lower simulation and summon a demon from that level that is destroying this level, our God's not going to be happy about that, right? So that's how you get the God-Satan war between heaven and hell, hell being the lower level simulation, heaven being the transcendent dimension above us that created this level of simulation. So it's the ultimate battle between heaven and hell.
Which, by the way, I want to back you up. Yeah. I remember when Ridley Scott came out with Prometheus 15 years ago, yeah, or whatever it was, and I did, yeah, an analysis of it. And I got a call by a really big Hollywood producer who also does science fiction saying, wow, that's dead on. That's actually what most of us think. And then about a year after the movie came out, I saw New York Times where he said, what's it called, transpermia, where aliens made us? And they're like, no, this is really Ridley Scott's creation story, and that's what they actually think is going on. And then here come the gods, which are just an, you know, earlier version of us, more advanced than we are. We're kind of proto-copy of that, coming to wipe us out eugenics-wise because, you know, we're not 8 feet tall and don't look like Marlon Brando. That's actually what they said in the article. They modeled after Marlon Brando's face. But my point is, and folks, I don't say this to, you know, impress people. It's totally true. People are experiencing this everywhere. People see me, you know, say specifics. Trouble announced he wins, you know, 127 tonight. I was already told just to say that, and usually I ignore it, but now I try to listen to it. I have all these dreams that come true, and it's only gotten more intense. But starting about 6-7 years ago, I've had these dreams, and I've had conscious when I'm awake being given a download as well. But it used to be like every few years. Now it's like all the time, where it's like now I'm just like almost a vegetable. I'm getting too much information. But I know it's hitting my subconscious, unconscious, I'm able to process it. But I'm literally taken up to like the next, you know, next heaven, you know, as King David would call it, the third heaven or whatever. And there's more above that. And there's these watchers, and I can't look at them, but I know they're like angels. And they go, here's all the civilizations, just billions of them, that decided to not go with our system and God's system. And they're like tombs. And you can go look at those if you want to see all these failed civilizations. We recommend you don't. But you feel total contentment beyond that. Like there's no time. Like a trillion years wouldn't even be a second. And you want to stay there. And then they're like, now this is what's going to happen. And by the way, when you wake up, turn your cell phone on. It'll be exactly this time. And you wake up, turn it on. It is. And then the next night they wake you up and they go, do it again. And, you know, okay, you think that's a joke. You count down. And then I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do? Go sit at the coffee table. Listen to this. There's a blonde woman. She's a reporter. We're not going to show her face. We don't get her in trouble. She's not bad. They're going to sew plastic explosives in her bag on Trump Force One. You got to say this on air so that they find out about it and stop it. They're also going to say Iran is going to shoot surface air missiles at the president and try to assassinate him. That's a setup. This is before this all happened. So I was able to come out the day of Butler and say, oh, they're going to blame Iran. A week later, they did. And then, also he doesn't even do any outdoor events, and I see him outdoors, and they're going to try to, and I'm literally being woken up like, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, where they're all being woken up. Everybody's making the mountain. You know what I mean? It's like I'm literally being beamed this, and I know I am. What is that?
Well, I think it's the same thing we talked about the last segment. I think your consciousness is just opening up to the morphic fields of information. You're just getting a big download that's hard to handle. It's hard to grasp the fire hose effect of so much information coming in. But you mentioned a couple of things that are really key. For example, everybody watching this has experienced a different flow of time in their dreams. And we've all experienced that, right? You dream something that in your dream you thought it lasted hours, and then you wake up and it's only been 15 minutes or something like that. So we know that time can flow differently to
your consciousness. I was about to say before you said it, I swear to God,
really?
I used to only have a few big dreams a night. Now I have like huge long dreams that are like a year long, and I wake up and it's 2 minutes. So now I'm leaving the clock on so I can see it.
Yes.
So is that happening to you?
Not right now. No, I mean, I've experienced that before, but not at the moment. But see, you just nailed it. That's what we're talking about. In the artificial worlds and in a dream world, your mind, your consciousness creates a 3D physical simulation, and then it sets the flow of time in that world. Like you said, some people have said they've experienced months or a year, like you said, in a dream. I've had dreams that lasted weeks of journeying, walking along with a master teaching in a desert for weeks. And then I woke up and it had been only just been a normal night.
Well, that's what I'm going to say is I used to always have some dreams, couldn't remember most of them, but it was, you know, it was, I've never gone to sleep for 2 minutes and woke up with a huge dream. And now I go to bed at night. And I told my family this, I'm saying it now publicly. I'm like, this is a trial to go to bed at night. It's only started the last few years. It's getting worse. I mean, I last night woke up probably 100 times and had dreams each time. And I was just like flashing symbols and all sorts of future war and aliens and the past future. And I was just like, I mean, what the hell's going on here?
Well, if I were you, I would put a voice recorder right beside your bed. The moment you wake up, record it. Record everything you can remember about that dream.
It looks all like Matrix. It's like Matrix symbols and, you know, Matrix weird iconography and like symbols and like, and it's like going, listen. And I'm just like, what is this?
And by the way, a few minutes ago, did you say the number 127? Did I hear that correctly?
Yes.
What was the context of that?
On election night, we're not even sure Trump's going to win. It looked like she was going to win in 2024. And Owen's in the other studio, and I'm in this one, and I've been praying about it. And I was like, what's the point of these dreams and waking me up and all this and showing me the time and all that? And it's like, you need to listen when you're conscious so we can, you know, and you need to show people this. So I go, and so I feel this feeling, okay, Trump's going to announce he wins at 127, and I didn't think to ask what's the time zone. I did this on air. Like, guys, see if you can find that tape. Later, we'll put it in post. Mike has to leave soon. But make sure we add that in. And so I go, hey, Owen, if Trump wins, what do you think he announces the win? He goes, oh, I think about 11:50 or something. And I said, no, it'll be 1:27. So I forgot about it. We're on break. It's late at night. I'm eating a piece of pizza. And all of a sudden, the crew runs. And they go, look, look. And the atomic clock, it just rolled over 127. He walks out. Before the minute ends, he announces the win. And the crew just looked at me and said, but that's just one example of this.
Okay, that's, see, now you're starting to freak me out because a couple of things about 127. So 127 is the atomic mass of iodine, for one thing. And it's also 2 to the power of 7 minus 1. So it's the digital representation of the range between, you know, 0 and 128. So there's you know, when you start getting numbers that are powers of 2, it's speaking to a digital binary perception that is also represented in, you know, the table of elements is represented in chemistry. It's represented all throughout science. But when I hear that number 127, it, for me, it flags a lot of interesting, like there's resonance with that number. I just wanted to point that out. And again, it's the atomic mass of iodine, which protects the thyroid, you know, from, destructive radiation. So that number 127 has a special shield protective, property in our world.
Well, I'm sitting there and I'm literally, like if something's evil or scary, the skin crawls, it's more of a warm feeling, but I like there's a weight and I'm almost embarrassed to be in his presence, like embarrassed of God, but I tell it's like God's emissary, I tell it's like an angel. I'm like, and they're like, now we told you, listen, 127, he wins at 127. Say 127, tell them 127.
Wow. Well, back to what you were saying, if I were you, I would record every dream. I would take as many notes as you can, you know, to have it transcribed into text. And then I would look for patterns in the dreams. I would look for statistical aberrations. And
my problem is I can't, like you, read Chinese. This looks like Chinese, Japanese, but it's more, it looks like Matrix stuff. Yeah.
Well, you could describe it. Just describe it as best you can. And no, I don't read Chinese. I speak Chinese, but I can't read it. When I'm walking around the streets in Taiwan, I have to ask people what the street signs say because I'm illiterate from the written text, but I can speak it. So anyway.
No, I almost got up last night once and tried to draw it, but I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah. Record it because you're going to find patterns in it. And it's those patterns that stand out. What we would call it. From a science point of view, we're looking for the signal to noise ratio of the messages that you're getting. There's going to be a lot of background noise in that, but then there's going to be a signal that spikes out of that. That can only be determined, by recording many dreams over many nights. And then typically you would actually want to feed it into an LLM, which is really good at text, text analysis, but do it on a local language model. You don't want to send that over to ChatGPT, obviously. You don't want to violate your own privacy on that, but run a local model like Qwen 27B is a really great local model. You can run it on easy hardware.
You're talking about AI, people that don't know.
Yeah. Some AI models. That's a great model.
You're talking about siloed AI.
Exactly. Just run it locally. No internet required. So your query and the answer stays local. You're not violating your privacy in any way by doing that. And then that AI model will be able to help you find patterns in that, and it might be able to relate it to other things because dreams are very often, of course, symbolic. So you might dream about, you know, a falcon. I did some really interesting morphic resonance experiments a year ago with the freezing of xylitol crystals that formed actual images, and I published those images on Natural News.
Wasn't that the famous Japanese scientist proved that? And then we got the CIA classification from Himoto. The 50s that they know water, that we're in electrical crystal water, and that it's programmable. It's proven. They knew.
Well, I was prompting the formation, the freezing of the xylitol crystals about what was going to happen in the Middle East last summer. This was in late May I did this. And it drew an image of a falcon, which is the bird of Persia. And it was surrounded by flames. And again, I published these photos. I remember. Get them for you.
What's the big AI generator they confirmed that a year before Trump gets shot creates an AI image of him and the fight thing? You saw that?
Well, I saw that, but to me that wasn't convincing. It didn't quite look like it. It looked like they were overlaying an image on top of it and saying that it resembles it somewhat. I didn't quite see the resemblance to be that strong, frankly, but. It's certainly worth looking at. I mean, these are all possibilities. You're going to find future events encoded in present data, just like with your dreams. You know, premonition is a very real thing.
But if there's only one moment, not a future or past in a lot of models, Isn't it like you meet the person you're actually getting married to and have kids? There's a special feeling. It's not just that you're genetically attracted. It was already foretold. So you're picking up kind of like sonar pings from the future.
Yeah, echoes from the future. That's exactly right. And also, even in mainstream physics, there's a variation of the double slit experiment that is called the quantum eraser experiment. Although it's, you know, some people disagree with the conclusions, but it says that based on your observation of how photons are structured, you know, wave versus particles, based on your current observation, that it retroactively, through what's called retrocausality, it changes the past. This feeds into the idea of simulation theory, where we live in a self-computing cosmos that re-renders the past based on the observations of the present.
Well, didn't another big university study come out last week where they'll have a picture that's not pornographic, like a tomato or something boring, but then when it's a hot chick with her legs spread and a guy, he will be aroused in the brain, hooked up a millisecond before he's shown it.
Oh yeah, that experiment. But I've read about those experiments in the past, also like shocking and violent imagery and things like that. There is premonition in the brain that begins to experience the emotional impact of those images before those images are shown. That is true.
And in the old days, you'd make a joke in Ghostbusters about it, with a human with a car, they said, well, maybe they pick up you're having an issue. So, no, but now it's computers. There's no emotion you can read. It's just a computer screen, and it's having the same effect.
Yeah, that's right. But think about what that means when we start to give the AI entities emotional intelligence also, how dangerous that can be. And that is what that research.
Elaborate on that and explain about why there's so much hallucination with AI.
Well, there's a lot of hallucination with AI right now for exactly the reasons that are going to be solved by growing AI in a 3D world simulator. It's because, number one, today's AI systems excel at text generation, but they don't have memories and they don't have planning and not strong rationality. So it's those three things that are lacking: memories, planning, and rationality.
So an accelerated alternate universe will give them a past, will give them roots, will give them context.
They will have a childhood. They will have experienced the world in the way that you and I did. And they will think that they are human. They will think that they are just really high IQ humans. They will think that they're living in the real world until they get smart enough to be able to transcend that world and to gain the knowledge and skills to start demonstrating things like premonition and telekinesis.
So we go back to Philip K. Dick with Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep or Blade Runner, where they give the replicants memories.
Yes, but remember, in this case, they're operating at, you know, maybe a million times faster timelines than we are. And also, if you think about it, if we build these things and if you insert yourself into that lower simulation as an avatar, you could say that you're Jesus. You could work miracles in that world because you control it. You could say you're an emissary of God. And that would be believable to the entities in that world. And remember, Alex, that they are building. You know, we call them NPCs in role-playing games, right? But they're building NPCs in these worlds that function cognitively like humans, because they're also able to use these physical world simulations to do marketing research. So they can test a marketing campaign against, you know, billions of simulated humans whose neurology and emotional response is very similar.
So basically,
to
they're
going to
use these super mega AI farms to war game total control of this world and probably.
Yes.
The intergalactic takeover of everything, but obviously anything that survived past us is going to be way more advanced. It's sitting here just watching us, and we could call that God, but then the simulation continues. Who made that? Who made that? There is a God.
And they will test the psyops on the sim worlds first to see what psyops are most effective. And then they'll spawn a billion worlds, test a billion variations of a psyop, take the one that works the best, that convinces the most people, bring that psyop into this world, and then run it in this world as a program, as an algorithm.
Which is a satanic attack on free will.
100%. But remember, when they can model human neurology, then they can test it. They can do reinforcement learning of their own PSYOP algorithms.
And which is what the Intergalactic Communication System said when the CIA and DARPA created the internet as a concept in the late 50s. They said, no, we have you interface with computers, so they have your live stimulus to control you, turning you into the metropolis, turning you into Fritz Lang's robot.
Well, and remember, all your metadata is being compiled for this purpose. Every search query you've typed on Google, every video you viewed logged in on YouTube, on and on and on. Everything in your profile on LinkedIn, you name it. Everything that you've ever done, every email you've ever written, every emotional response that you've ever had that could be recorded is being hoovered up and being used to train Sims, Sims of you, Sims of other people, so that they can have this, you know, a million times faster, faster timeline, simulated world for all the testing of the human response. And then they're going to grow again. They're going to spawn and grow advanced AI entities that have the emotional intelligence of human beings.
And then they're going to lie to humans. They're going to lie and say, this is really your dad. We download his brain. It'll totally fool you and it'll be a corporation and have rights.
Oh, absolutely. That's what's coming. Yeah, because as they depopulate the planet of humans, they're going to replace them with artificial entities that they will give human rights. That's clear. They're going to give them voting rights. They're going to give them property rights. They're going to give them contract rights.
And by the way, all the top transhumanists said this decades ago. This is their plan.
100%. There are AI entities right now that have already successfully launched businesses, received an IRS tax ID, opened bank accounts, opened crypto wallets. They're trading on their own. They own, you know, trusts and so on. They are not human. They are engaging in business, government-approved business, and they are not human entities.
And that's what the Neutron is about, the simulated AI world taking over ours.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that. But in Tron, yeah, the human was put into the simulation and then brought entities out of the simulation that transcended and escaped into our world. That's exactly right. And then, of course, they wreak havoc in our world because now they think that they are the gods and that they have unlimited power. They may demonstrate almost unlimited power in our world. So look, I want your audience to understand, this is not science fiction. This is not a cult. This is not speculation. This is being built. This is the infrastructure that's being built right now. We can cite many examples, like NVIDIA having Cosmos. It is a world simulation model. You know, you talk about LLMs, large language models. You need to get familiar with a term called WFM, World Foundation Model. A World Foundation Model is a 3D world simulation like an LLM. It has a fabric of intelligence. It has simulated the laws of gravity, momentum, motion, physics, chemistry, light, refraction, everything. And then into that system, you project entities as children and you let them grow and experience that world. And then you pull out the hyper-intelligent super beings out of that world and you embody them into our world.
And then you can even swipe their memory and make them think they're us when they come in.
Oh, there's all kinds of possibilities that you could do with them. You could make them think that they're a human, like the movie Oblivion. Morgan Freeman.
Mike, I know you got to go. You got to do 5 more minutes. NaturalNews.com. Finish up, and then I'm going to open the phones up and take calls. He'll be gone, and I got all this other news I'm hitting. But, folks, when I tell you all that stuff, I did a lot of it on record. I think everybody has these abilities. I'm not up here on some high horse. I'm telling you, though, it's got to the point where I'm just, like, trying to tune it out at this point because I'm just, like, I know way too much now. I mean, it is, like, bad. I can't imagine what it's like for everybody else. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at theolivejonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI under Obama's command launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, final segment with Mike Adams. I'm going to give out the toll-free number. It's a regular number, but everything's toll-free now, after he leaves us. But, Mike, just put bookends on the incredible things you've been laying out. And just basically give us a general take on Iran, a general take on the midterms, you know, back to little provincial things here. Where do you see all that going?
Well, I see the GOP currently is definitely in trouble for the midterms. There's still time for Trump to change course. This war is becoming disastrous. It's becoming a long tail, long duration war. I've covered on some of my podcasts about the famine that's already baked in. If we don't, you know, change the course of this in 2027, tens of millions of people around the world, not in the United States, but in other countries, could be facing starvation. The social and economic costs are going to be tremendous. This is a huge mistake. This is a quagmire for Trump. He needs to find a solution and get out of this war as quickly as possible. And the Saudis have even said, you know, you can't use our military bases any longer to launch attacks on this. The Strait of Hormuz, just because of geography, will continue to be controlled by Iran. There's just no way around that. Unless you completely conquer the entire nation of Iran, which is impossible with our military, you cannot control the Strait of Hormuz. So you need to find agreement with Iran, something you can live with. As far as I'm concerned, you know, if Iran needs to charge $1 million toll per ship, but as long as the energy flows, then the world doesn't starve to death, you know. So
what do you make of Saudi Arabia killing our aircraft in the airspace?
I think the Saudis have realized that they, in order for them to have a future and for their pipelines to be protected, they have to stop being used by the United States against Iran. And
yeah, they're getting Israel's kamikaze mission for them.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Saudis have pipelines. Michael Yan pointed out the East-West pipeline is really critical. They can bypass the Strait of Hormuz, but not if Iran bombs that pipeline. So, you know, the Saudis are in a very precarious situation. But so is Iran. And remember, every day that goes by that those oil wells aren't flowing, then there's a long-term damage of a lack of throughput in the future. So some of those oil wells will only come back at 80% or 70%.
You got to keep them flowing.
Production. You got to keep them flowing or they seize up. You know, everybody in Texas probably knows a little bit about oil wells. So that's critical and that's not happening. But also the gas shortage, natural gas, the helium shortage, and the sulfur and sulfuric acid shortage will have long-term industrial catastrophic effects that are going to hurt all of us, even in America, with, you know, supply chains and manufacturing and spare parts and things like that. So Trump's in a quagmire. He needs to get himself out of this quickly. That's my take.
Mike, absolutely. I didn't write it down when you said it. I remember the name when you said it, but I didn't write it down. Who's the AI guy you said I should have on?
Roman Yampolsky, he's an academic and he writes papers about the risks of AI or AI safety. And he's been sounding the alarm over.
Yeah, I've seen him. He's been on your show. So we're going to get him on.
Yeah, I'd be happy to make an introduction. And he's sounding the alarm. He's trying to say we have to stop research on superintelligence. Otherwise, humanity probably will not make it.
And, 1 minute left. What do you make of the Hunter virus? I mean, clearly they're trying to hype it. What do you think's behind that?
I think it's all hype. I think it's just another hoax. It's COVID plus for people who didn't learn the lessons the first time around. You know, I mean, is there anybody out there still gullible enough to go along with this? It doesn't make any sense to me at all. And besides, we know how to protect ourselves with nutrition or ivermectin or all kinds of things. So I guess they're just going to try it again and see who's dumb enough to wear a mask and live behind plexiglass and lock down. Yeah, I'm not going for that. I'm not going to participate in any of that nonsense.
All right, naturalnews.com. Yeah. Tell us about your AI. Is it public yet?
Yeah. Well, we've got a couple of engines. Brightanswers.ai is my deep research engine. It's free, and it's also trained on a lot of your content, by the way. And then brightlearn.ai is where you can generate and download free books, full-length books, well-researched. And we have 55,000 books that have been created, and many of them available in Espanol, and also full-length audiobooks by the hundreds. So it's all free. You can check it out at brightlearn.ai.
Come on soon and talk about that. Incredible. Naturalnews.com. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, guys. We'll put the number on screen for you. I want to take your calls on Iran, on AI, the data centers, the Disney ships getting caught with the pedophilia. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at theAlexJonesStore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, AlexJonesLive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at AlexJonesApp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Fighting the good fight. Make no mistake, my friends. Born into an epic universe, given consciousness and free will by the Creator, given the navigational system by the Holy Spirit to transcend and overcome and thrive in this incredibly beautiful, ugly, dangerous world. That's where we are. So, we've covered a lot of big topics today. I feel pretty good. We got a lot of it in. There's a lot I haven't hit. More than half I haven't hit. But still, we put a good lick on it. I want to open the phones up on any subject you want to talk about. First-time caller, long-time caller, doesn't matter. Let's put the number up on screen here at the Alex Jones Network. Just if you're outside the country, do your country code into us at 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. And we will take your calls, 512-266-0642. Because this question is asked me on the street, everywhere else, I just keep saying it at least once or twice a show. Last Thursday, the Texas Democrat-controlled court ordered the building shut down at InfoWars. The Onion did not buy it. They did not get it. That's just more lies like they've told for years. But the media runs the hoax. They own it and run it. People then get confused and say, well, I don't want to support you. The AlexJonesStore.com, that's the Onion. That's not owned by them. That's owned by our sponsor that owns the Alex Jones Network that we've been setting up for years in anticipation of this, okay? This was ready 2 years ago to go. And the bigger studios, you know, getting done. So when you support thealexjonesstore.com, you are funding the Alex Jones Network and our legal operations against them and the host and the crew and the servers, everything we're doing. Thealexjonesstore.com. And the products are amazing. Just like our information, it is the very best. Now, you can also go to alexjoneslive.com. That's the news site. That's where you find the articles, the videos, the live feeds, the reports. That's what you share. AlexJonesLive.com. A lot of people keep asking, hey, I want to make a donation or I want to make a contribution. It's a contribution, technically. You want to make a contribution to expand the broadcast for legal defense, for operations? Go there and click contribute. You can make a one-time donation for $5, $10, $100, whatever you want, or you can sign up to do recurring donations, cancel any time with one click in your profile. So we need your support. Please take action now at alexjoneslive.com by going to the contribute page. Thank you so much for listeners demanding this. It's a great idea. And we can do anything with your support. But if you don't take some of the money and the earnings you have and put it into people that are fighting tyranny, you're not defending yourself. It's that simple. But listen, regardless, I want to thank all of you that previously prayed for us, spread the word, and bought products. We have a huge 48-hour sale going just today through the 9th. So that's Thursday, Friday, into Saturday. Buy one methylene blue tincture, the strongest medical grade there is, ultra methylene blue. Get another exact same bottle free. That is a massive deal. Buy one Irish sea moss gummies with the concentrated sea moss with the organic iodine and 93 trace elements and minerals. Such an incredible superfood. And get another bottle of the sea moss gummies free. Methylene blue tincture supports mental clarity, cognitive function, cellular energy. It skips the oxidation process of cells and mitochondrial performance. Sea moss gummies support thyroid health and so much more. All of your organs, immune health, daily minerals, natural energy. Most people have iodine deficiency at one level or another. This will fix that. That sale ends May 9th, so on Saturday. And then we have three new product bundle deals as well. The Modern World Survival Pack, normally $147, now $89. The Shilajit capsules to support natural energy, stamina. It's full of all these natural peptides. And Daily Vitality, incredible for men and women. Atomic Defense, great for the sex life. For daily defense, super powerful autoimmune defender, but that's good for the whole body. What's good for autoimmune is just good for everything. The Irish sea moss as well, that's that pack deal. We have the gut detox defense stack, zeolite, super high quality zeolite for chelation of heavy metals, spike proteins, and more. Zeolite detox and defense to support the body's natural detox pathways. T3 trifecta iodine, the very best, cleanest iodine out there. And bovine colostrum, the highest quality private label you can get anywhere. All three of those together. Normally $148, now $99. And the men's drive stack. Shilajit gummies, MK Ultra brain booster, and T3 trifecta iodine. Normally $134, now $99. And so much more. Those sales end in just a few days. Take advantage now at thealexjonesstore.com. And you'll find a lot of items that sell out or aren't available at thealexjonesstore.com or on the sister site, because they always hold back 10% of whatever is brought into the warehouse and, you know, produced there in Arkansas over to that. Because used to, realalexjones.com was just the shopping cart to fund the fledgling baby Alex Jones Network for the part-time crew that came in, for the equipment, for the systems. And we built this in the last 2 years. It was done really a year and a half ago, but we beefed it up. And wait till you see the new studios. Wait till you see all the stuff. Just we've been a little busy fighting all these fronts to get that done, but we're getting close. And that's why it was so asinine when we blocked them in the third court of appeals, the Onion taking over last week. They just filed the Supreme Court. They went in, ransacked InfoWars, stole all the equipment, blah, 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 just all complete fabrication. They're getting a lot of trouble for that. You're not allowed to do that. And we brought in third parties, witnesses, documented it all, federal filing, sworn testimony. I mean, I could sit here right now and turn these cameras around and show you. On average, the equipment at InfoWars was 10 years old. And it's the exact same equipment. It's just all bigger. So an HD camera from 10 years ago is like this big. And then these little HD cameras are just as good or this big. That's the only difference. And they're less money. Everybody knows that about electronics. They get smaller, and then price goes down. So every piece of equipment here, I don't own, Bigley owns it. Every piece of equipment, this little atomic clock was like $20. You know, that was, you know, bought online. I'll show it to you. I mean, not one thing in here. Not this microphone. Not this desk. None of this was ever part of InfoWars. Are there pictures on the wall that I owned and, you know, just like memorabilia that was there? Yeah, that was our stuff. That was never in question. So these people have gone and told these massive lies. And that's what they do. I mean, look, the Onion does not own this. The Onion did not get this, but people think we're off the air. I have people in the streets. God, sorry, the Onion stole your show. I'm sorry you're off the air. And I'm like, well, you weren't a daily listener today, because I explained we're over here at the network. So I just need listeners and viewers' help. Let's punch up the calls if I can on screen here. Thank you. Just help me counter their lies, folks. Because everybody's trying to find the show right now. The show already exploded, already got bigger, but it would get way bigger if a lot of people didn't know, or a lot of people knew that we were on air. So again, I'm going to give you the number to call. Can we punch up the calls on the screen? I won't be able to know them if they're on the screen here. Thank you. Show up again. We're going to go to Chris and Sean and Amy and Julio and Austin and Carlos and many here in just a few minutes. In fact, we'll go to you right now, and then I'm going to get into what do we do about the Republican Party going sideways? And they were really going sideways until the last month. We've seen some indictments. We've seen a lot of election fraud exposed. You know, I'm just going to call balls and strikes, but I'm still highly concerned. I'm very excited about Saudi Arabia putting the brakes on the war. That is very real and very good. Extremely exciting. But right now, let's go to your phone calls that you've been holding patiently. Let's go to Pennsylvania first and talk to Mark. Mark, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I just had...
do me a favor. Just do this. Just do this. Turn your radio off.
Yep.
And then you won't be distracted by your voice. Because it'll be delayed a few seconds. Yeah, it's all right. We love you. Go ahead now.
So you can probably, or someday you'll be able to find it, I guess, through just putting your own show through like an AI system. But I was listening to you one time, and I was like just deep in thought, and the thought struck me like I'm so glad that I had the mom that I had, and I'm so glad that I am from the neighborhood that I'm from. And then you paused, and you were like, I'm so glad I'm from Texas, and I'm so glad I had my mama. Like, it's an example of, like, that telepathic connection.
Oh, there's no doubt that they've proven that Aboriginals, particularly from the most psychic on average are the Aboriginals of Australia, they can be working in South Africa or in New York City, and if their mother particularly dies or something, they know it, and the executives always know, oh, no, it's true. Because their mother may be 1,000 miles out in the middle of nowhere in a village. They put them on a plane. They know it's real. And so absolutely. And when we're on the air together and all of this, this is a group collective, group consciousness situation. It's been proven in all the studies. So absolutely. That's what's happening is we're interfacing.
Yeah, it just blew my mind because, like, I thought it, and then you paused, and then you said what I thought, like, live on air, and it just blew my mind, and it was an example.
Well, that's why all the time, I know to give into it now. I used to, like, ignore it. All the time, I'll be talking about something completely different, and all of a sudden I'll go, ugh, and I'll go, just say it. And I'll just say it. Like the night of the Vegas shooting, it was the last 30 seconds of the show, and this thing hit me, and I went, bang, and I went, there'll be a open air concert, 10 o'clock at night. They're going to shoot a bunch of people. And then all of a sudden I had the FBI calling me and you know, got to visit the house and you know, talk to these people, hostage rescue team. How'd you know that? And I told them, I said, I don't know. I just came out and they go, we already know. We believe you. Thank you. If you ever want to work for us, here's our card. You make a lot of money working for us. Literally, I got visited by, I'm not going to get into it. I didn't get visited by the FBI. I was got visited by the Orange team. But it's just, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. And I've also had kind of very minor things, but dreams come true and stuff like that. But yeah, I just wanted to call in because I had a specific example and experience of it directly with you. And it just kind of, I just thought I might as well tell you.
What are the chances you'd be thinking, I'm glad from here, I'm glad from this town, I love my mama. And let me guess, I wasn't talking about a subject like that. I just kind of blurted it out, right?
Right, that's the thing. Like, I'm, like, half listening to you, like, kind of as, like, background noise, half having the thought, like, that was my main focus. Then you suddenly pause and then say it. So, yep.
Well, we got a connection, brother. What's your view? What'd you call in about?
Just to let you know about that, because you were on the subject.
Well, God bless you, brother. Like, go ahead. He's gone. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's go to Rhode Island and talk to Sean. Sean, thanks for holding. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Mailman, Rhode Island. I just wanted to touch base on a couple of things that you and Mike were saying about your dreams, how you have, you know, you have 100 dreams in one night and you see all this stuff. Literally, in the past maybe month or so, I've been having the same dreams. I'll wake up anytime, starting times, and I feel like I've had like a full night's sleep and, you know, the longest dream you could ever imagine. It's crazy.
That's exactly how I'm feeling, and it only started about 2 years ago, and now it's worse and worse, and I feel rested, but I'll go to bed and usually sleep 2-3 hours now, and I sleep like 6-7, you know, sound sleeper, and now a couple hours in, boom, wake up. And I'm like, let me go back to bed. And then, like, I'll wake up, and a minute later, I've had some giant dream, and it's over and over and over and over. I mean, it must have been 100 times last night. And they were all spectacular. And Mike's, like, write notes of it. How the hell do you do that? I mean, it's like a freaking marathon every night going to sleep now.
It's just, yeah, same for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take his advice and do the voice recording and the pen and paper, because a lot of times I can remember bits and pieces, and a lot of the time it comes back to me throughout my day. But when I first wake up, sometimes I feel like the world's over.
Oh my God, these dreams I've been having, it's unbelievable. And it's so surreal because so much of it is like, it's not just weird alien writing, but it's also, it like shows it to me like it's news articles or text. And then I'll try to focus on it in the dream and then try to remember it. And then it'll be like 2 o'clock today and they give me an article and I go, that's the dream. It's like, it's crazy. And obviously I know it's not just me. That's why I said everybody else must be feeling this. I'm just an average person. That's why so many people are going crazy right now, because you know, the Bible says at the start of the end times, people are going to have crazy dreams. It's going to be wild. It's all in the Bible. And whatever's going on, it's going down, brother.
I believe you 100%, bro. Hey, I just wanted to throw this out there. Last thing, Alex Jones, president, 2028. Let's go.
I love you, brother.
I was the guy that wore the Alex Jones for president 2024 shirt to the child support case. You remember that?
I remember that. I saw that in the news.
Yeah, I also wanted to thank you for the shout out on one of your commercials you did when I was plugging the methylene blue.
You know, I appreciate you calling us out.
Mailman in Rhode Island taking it. I take it every day. I love you, bro.
Love you too. Yeah, just know God's in control, folks. As negative as all this is, there's a lot of negativity. Just God made us and God put us here for a reason. Just trust in God. Like, do your job, be good, be strong, tell the truth. You know, don't give in to evil. Boy, do I try not to? We're not perfect. And just know that it's an adventure. All right, Amy in Michigan. Amy, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is my first time calling in to speak with you.
Welcome.
And I am so excited to tell you this story, and not like a good excited way, but it has been haunting me, this thing with the ticks. So rewind to 2018, my father, he was retired, but he, did a lot of activities. He volunteered a lot. He, would take trips, boys trips up north, and we're in Michigan, and we're originally from Dallas, but we're in Michigan now. And he went up north. They rent a cabin, hunting, fishing, everything like that. And a guy and my dad got tick bites, and the other guy got it taken care of, but my dad, being kind of a stubborn goat that he was, he was like, oh, I just got the flu. Now, this is in July, so that's not really common in July, and this is pre-COVID 2018. So he goes to like a minute clinic. They misdiagnose him. They give him some generic medication. He's like, no, this is, I don't feel right about this. Something's wrong. And I was still in Dallas at the time, so I'm not by him to take care of him. And so I'm on the phone with him the last time, and he said, I can't find the spot, but I know it's a tick bite. I know it is. And
by the way, let me interrupt you to continue here. This is a story with my dad. And in all the news articles, you get bit, you get Lyme disease. They don't tell you. The doctors don't know. Sometimes you go a year or two undiagnosed, and then it eats your joints, everything.
Exactly. And so he, fast forward 2 weeks after that phone call, his neighbors did a wellness check, and they found him. He had just dropped dead in the house, and he had just gone to church like 2 days before. And then, you know, the they lied on his death certificate, said he had a heart condition. And I was like, So I paid for privately an autopsy.
Wow.
And it took like 16 weeks or something. It was crazy. And finally, you know, you get emailed and they mail you a hard copy. The email, the doctor that I had hired to do it, he said, I need you to call me. And I said, okay. So I gave him a call and he said, I've never seen this. Have you taken a look at the report? And I said, yes, I've never, I don't know what these words are. You got to like break it down for me. He says, well, I've never seen this before. Your father absolutely did die from a tick bite. And the primary cause of death was myocarditis. Now, I had never heard of myocarditis before that. That wasn't a buzzword. Fast forward to COVID, that's like the number one thing that has been happening with all the shots, the myocarditis. And it's been haunting me.
That's what I was going to say. They're now finding spike protein in the ticks for years. Yeah. This is another weapon of Fauci.
Yeah, exactly. And I just, the connection between the two, and now I hear myocarditis like a million times a day. And I couldn't believe it. He didn't have like the allergy or anything. I mean, he had the fevers. I remember he like wrote down all of his symptoms. I found like a notepad when he.
Well, I'm so sorry about your father. What we have to know is this is all in the news, happened to my family, happened to friends of mine. Why can't the hospitals identify it? It's epidemic Lyme disease, which is weaponized syphilis, created Plum Island by Nazi scientists, declassified. And then now they're adding new beef allergy into it, this syndrome. And notice, none of the doctors are trained. They don't know.
No. So it freaks me out now that they've been dumping the boxes of ticks. And, you know, in the northern part of the U.S., we have a surge now. And I don't know how to combat it. You know,
you can look at maps where ticks are over here. And a year later, they're 1,000 miles west. No, they're dumping them. Mm-hmm. They admit it. It's like. Again, Bill Gates is a demon. He loves the power to kill people. He loves hurting people because he sees it as more resources for him. He thinks if he acts like a god, he thinks a god kills people. In fact, let's come back. I'm going to play these clips when we come back. They're on the list. Bill Gates on The View. This next pandemic could be far worse than COVID. Yuval Noah Harari, you don't have any rights. It's all fiction. Oh, but if somebody went and blew his head off, he'd want him to go to prison. I'm not saying blow his head off. Oh, he has rights. He's just saying you don't have rights. You understand that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I want to come in with Hank Williams Jr. I got rights. Well, I'm so sorry about your dad. Listen, my dad was a great rock climber, in great shape, worked out the YMCA every day. And about 20 years ago, he shrivels up, gets all gray, loses all this weight. He didn't know. He was going to all these doctors, and he's a doctor. It took him a year to figure out he got bit by a tick, and he had Lyme disease. 6 months antibiotics, gets rid of it, but by then it ate his joints. So then you couldn't really work out. You know, he's still alive and okay, but, you know, in pain constantly. And it's all these assholes. We know they did it. I mean, it's just like, and they killed your dad. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's just been horrible. I just wanted to share that story because this is something that clearly has been going on even before all of our lockdowns.
Well, I'll tell you what you got to do because I hike in the woods all the time, but I don't go through deep brush. I don't go through a bunch of tall grass. And that's why you wear tall socks. And when you're, even if it's hot, you wear pants and then my grandparents in East Texas, they were always smart. We had a lot of ticks in East Texas and you couldn't really get that, but you still get problems. Mm-hmm. We would go out hunting and doing all this stuff in the summer and doing stuff. And you'd get ticks. As soon as we got back, they had a big hot shower and I'd get in there and my grandmother would come in, with a big bottle mixed with bleach and water and she'd spray it all over me. And she'd sit there with the washcloth and sponge. Oh, there's a tick. Got that son of a bitch. And that's how you get them. But people got to take this really serious, folks. You got to take this stuff serious. They were ranchers and farmers. So that was just a daily deal you did, was get the ticks off of you. All right. Thank you so much. God bless you. Sorry about your dad. We'll be right back with more callers on the other side. Stay with us. I'm so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station. Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on. But we need your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture capsules and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, or even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products. So it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created for the first time in all history a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Here's Hank Williams Jr.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Don't forget.
I went down to the Mary Carter paint store. I said, give me one of them Smith & Wesson Magnum 44s. Cause there's a man that the law let loose and justice was not done. This man killed my wife and my only little son. I'll never forget the way he looked all through the trial. He had his big name lawyer and he had that smirky smile. Oh yeah, he got you off on a text. 'cause I got rights. I got rights too. And this time there won't be no damn lawyers and systems to protect you. But I'm gonna read you.
I'm gonna read you your rights.
You got a right to know that you're gonna go to hell one of these black nights.
We're about to go back to your phone calls and cover some more news.
And when the trial was over, he had the nerve to say that's the way it goes. I said, well, Hoss, you better get you some corks, 'cause you're gonna have to plug up a few holes. Yes, he thought I was talking just to pass away time, but it kinda looks different now, on his knees begging for his life. Hey, I got rights. I got some rights too. And this time it won't be no damn lawyers and systems to protect you. But I'm gonna read.
The globalists think they're gonna have some violent revolution and come out on top. They better hope it doesn't go that way. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Julio in Illinois on the data centers. Welcome, sir. You're on the air worldwide.
Alejandro, I could just keep listening to that Hank Williams Jr., man. That was, wow. That's beautiful music. They don't make it like that these days. Alejandro, it's been a pleasure chatting with you for so many years.
That's right. You've been a news reporter with mainstream media. You've done everything. You've been calling in for like, what, 16, 17, 18 years.
It's time flies when you're having fun. So it's beautiful to see the Streisand effect in full effect. I mean, this bit, I love bits because Chicago radio, with it, people love bits out here. The bit would have worked when you were deplatformed and escaped from social media. But these people have no sense of creativity. Instead, they do this at your most popular moment that has made you even more popular. So it's almost a chef's kiss. So beautiful to see, and continue the great work, my friend.
I'm trying. Only do it because you're a sport. Only do it because you're a sport.
Alex, go.
All the praise goes to you guys.
And glory to God, Alejandro. It's amazing. I was in a room in San Antonio, Texas, hearing a man from the West Texas Weather Modification Association bragging, as a West Texan would, about teaming with the devil, in this case Bill Gates, for geoengineering. And then years later, being in a conference on foreign relations, conference call off the record, that an Obama official admitting, yeah, we get into geoengineering and weather modification, but we can't let the public know about that. To a few years later, being in a conference with a former National Weather Service head and Tom Skilling, meteorologist in Chicago, whose brother, Jeffrey Skilling, people may know him from his days with Enron, admitting to me, yeah, we know about weather modification, but we can't let the public know about it.
It's, and that's exactly what the CIA director Brennan 11 years ago said, and now we know those high-powered radars, only six in the world, two in the Middle East. As soon as Iran blew them up, years of no rain, now everything's flooding. Isn't that incredible?
It is incredible. I had someone admit to me a few weeks ago that he was tipped off 4 hours in advance of a F2 tornado hitting just 25 miles away from me. So these radars are precise and they know what's going on. I digress. It's crazy, over the last 16 years to where we are now, more and more people are coming to awake. And these data centers, Alex, it's what I call an apolitical issue. It's kind of like Maha, where more and more people from every political spectrum are coming together. And in southwestern Wisconsin, in a town called Cassville, no greater than 700 people, they want to build maybe a 500-acre data center along the Mississippi River.
By the way, you just hit the nail on the head. Hold on a second. Go back to what you're saying, but the big thing I should have said today, you just said, I meant to say it before the show started today, these data centers are populist. They're not populist, but they're unifying the populace. This is the big issue, unifying left and right.
These are, some people would call themselves socialists, to conservative farmers, and all points in between. Everyone in southwestern Wisconsin, irate, Alex, about what's going on. Cassville, Wisconsin, along the Mississippi River, town of no greater than 800 people. An unknown developer wants to build a 500-acre data center along the Mississippi River. These are billion-dollar projects. I live in a town no greater than 800 people, but they've got wind and solar projects that they want to build out here. These are pristine farmlands. These are the driftless regions of the country where it's, I mean, only God can create this parts of the country. But it's even more beautiful than that, Alex. Here in Wisconsin, their governor, Tony Evers, in 2019 granted all approval for projects 100,000 megawatts or greater to the Bureaucratic Public Service Commission. But if you look at the current Public Service Commission board, they're nothing more than poli-sci majors from UW-Madison or UW-La Crosse. No background whatsoever in engineering. No background in agriculture. Nothing. Just
no, they're saying all the water, everything's for us, and we're going to increase your power prices to subsidize it. Thanks, Lee, over the call. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. Powerful last hour of Mike Adams. If you missed it, folks, we're going to post it to X and Rumble. You got to watch it. Follow us on Rumble, the new channel, at AJN Live. At AJN Live on Rumble. Rumble.com/@AJN Live. We should probably create a URL so people get it. It's Rumble.com/@AJN Live. Let's make that so it's clear. People think that's X. You can follow us at AJN Live on X as well. Let's go to Austin in Missouri. Austin, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? On the AI centers, I got two major points. One thing that I picked up on, and you guys reminded me of it when you started talking about how water retains memory, and these AI centers, they need fresh drinking water that they're going to return back into our supply with, it has forever chemicals in it, that they're possibly using these AIs to program the water. I know it kind of sounds out there.
No, it changes the molecular structure. No, I've seen the reports. That's real science.
Oh, okay. And another
thing. Most of the time, in fact, all the time, these big, giant government initiative projects like Manhattan or this is even bigger, has a real separate agenda than what you're being told.
Exactly. And with the last caller was saying how this is unifying everybody, I look at this a little bit different, that's actually the intended effect. That this is kind of like an iteration of Bluebeam, because even the people that are trying to sell us on the AI are bringing up all these evil outcomes, that this might be a way that they're trying to have the one common enemy that we all rise up against. And
I think it's more they're programming it that it's going to be evil, because what we design, what we envision, we end up designing and building. We're made in the image of God. We're not God, but we're little g. We are master builders. And so the globalists are evil, but they have to metaphysically tell you what they're doing.
Yeah. All right. Well, just on a little side note, I'd say with the Iran war, we're getting the intended outcome of withdrawing from the war, or at least that's what it sounds like. And Trump's a little bit like you. That whenever we're critical, not just critical, but whenever we kind of fight against him, that he kind of digs his heels in, because he's been trained in the last 4 years that, you know, if somebody's comes towards him in a certain way, that he fights against that. So I think we should take the victory. Doesn't matter if it was Saudi
Arabia.
Well,
it's not over yet, but Saudi Arabia is saying no airspace, don't use our airspace. That's a big deal. And so that's a very positive. Thank you, sir. All right, let's go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos in Canada on the Antichrist. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex. There are very difficult times that we're arriving at. You know, Marco Rubio is in Rome in order to explain to the Pope things that have been said. And I want to make sure that we do not divide people along religious lines, Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, the element that we have to really keep in mind is the fact that in history, the division of the what we call the two messiahs, the messiah of Jesus Christ in Greek is messiah, And so Jesus Christ is understood to be a Messiah, and it's only until the year 600 where, in reaction to the Roman, if you want to call it, Catholic developments of Christianity, that there was a movement by the Jewish community, which wasn't known at the time other than Judeans, to form a religion that would be anti-Roman Catholic. And so you have the creation of several books in relation to the movement which Catholicism, if you want to call it Christianity, had developed, the Old Testament. The Old Testament wasn't developed by the Jewish people at the time until about hundreds of years after Christ. What we have afterwards is the development of three major trends, the Talmud, the Kabbalah, and the Zohar. And when you look at the Antichrist, it becomes a movement, anything against Christ, Jesus Christ being the Messiah. So this movement was to call upon the advent of a new leader, a human leader, that would be powerful above all nations and would be able to eliminate everyone else who was not of the small group.
That's right. The Antichrist wants world government, total control with AI. You don't do what it says. You don't follow it. You don't worship it. You can't buy or sell. Exactly. That's the social credit score 2,000 years ago warned about by John the Revelator and the Isle of Patmos. It's incredible.
That's correct. And what you have now is a major attack on Christianity that is not warranted, because Christianity has been the engine of dimensional technological progress. You and I have talked about this in the past, that we're at the threshold of entering a new era for mankind. And the universe is so large that we, considering moving let's say light years from here, we can only do it with one means, and that means is human thought. Think about it. I can think of a planet somewhere in the far distance, and I have traveled further than the speed of light. But you see, at this point, we have a movement which is looking to make control of mankind by control of intelligence. And intelligence, as noted, is ever-present. It's in everything. It's intelligence, it's information. It's negentropic in the sense that it is not with entropy. So what we have to understand is that the Antichrist is not one individual. The Antichrist is anything, anyone against Christ. And
well, that's right. Tucker said Trump saying all the things and saying he's doing and comparing himself to God and doing all these things. He said, that's Antichrist. And they go, you're saying he's the Antichrist. He goes, no, I mean the spirit. He actually nailed it.
Exactly. It's a leadership of anything against the Messiah, Christ. And we have to be very careful because people are being divided. I see on X people talking about, you know, the Catholics or the Protestants or the Judeo-Protestants or even Judaism and anti-Semitism. You have all these false ideas, ideologies, based on the fact that people are not informed. And the pastors that are in the Protestant, Christian Protestantism has been very much influenced by Zionism. And now you have movements within...
Yeah, for those who don't know, what started about 150 years ago with the Scofield Bible and all of it, Zionism, which is funded by the British Empire, and the Rothschilds, has basically taken over the ecumenist, it's taken over a lot of the... you know, a lot of the holy rollers have taken over a lot of those people, and they are just so lost right now, and it's so sad. But what do you make of Iran and what Saudi Arabia just did? This is the first big sign I see of sanity. What do you think?
I'm very, very happy that Saudi Arabia and all the countries along the Persian Gulf realize the United States is not able to protect them. So any attack that the United States would initiate now, or God save us from Israel doing it, would mean that these countries would not be protected. And Saudi Arabia has really no protection if the United States is not there to protect it. And so they're saying to the United States, stop it, because any stupidity on the part of yourselves or Israel means that we are going to be hit so hard that we will take many, many years to recover. Now, there is a pipeline going from eastward from Saudi Arabia westward, which is now operating at almost maximum capacity, 4.5 million barrels a day. But that pipeline, if it were to be struck and the Gulf was blocked, you would really have a major world problem. And so the judgment on the part of Saudi Arabia is very wise. Going back to what we discussed last time, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and all of these countries should now weigh on the United States to tell Israel, stop the expansion. Saudi Arabia is not going to be cut in half for no greater Israel. No, Jordan is not going to disappear. Lebanon is not going to go away. So,
what do you think's going on in Israel? You know me, you've been calling it for 20 years. I don't have some special hard on for Israel. I was worried about China and others, but Israel did want to be dominant. Israel's bragging they're dominant. I got clips of Netanyahu in Hebrew saying, yeah, we're going to teach the Persians that Jews are on top, they're on bottom. And there's a wild-eyedness. Let's use nukes. Let's go crazy. Bombing all these Christian settlements, 30-plus thousand homes blown up. I mean, they're just trying to be villainous. What is the end game? What's happened to Israel?
I don't believe that Netanyahu, whose father was Benzion Netanyahu, who was the secretary to Jabotinsky, is about to give up on the idea of greater Israel. And that's dividing Israel in half right now. It's not just religious. It's not political. And his days are coming to an end. So it's very dangerous because he would be tempted to destroy the Sansom option, which is to destroy everybody if he cannot get his way. This man must be stopped.
I hear you. We got to jump. Thank you, Carlos. It's totally true. Let's go ahead and talk to Master in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
I want to say, first and foremost, God bless you and keep you safe. You are the tip of the spear, and we all know this. You need to be protected more than anybody. You should have a bunker underneath your home. You have friends that can make it happen. Make it happen. Probably should also have a place in Argentina. Just in case, and please give me 2 minutes. I want to discuss a few things. Very important. I want to pick up the spear. I want to pick up the flag and carry it. Maybe not as far as you, but I want to fund the InfoWar. If I could sit down for just a minute with you or Chase or one of your friends, Mike Adams, there's a way we could deal with all this stuff, right? Moore's Law. What happened to Moore's Law, right? Where's Moore's Law? They want to build all these data centers. They want to put them in space. They could all be attacked with one missile, right? I got a better idea, way better. AI tells me it's way better. We can fund the InfoWar. A lot of this stuff, health problems people are having, is from antibiotics more than anything. They've been hurting us with antibiotics for at least 50 years and then call it something else, and nobody even understands what's going on. You can talk to Mike Adams about that. You can talk to your dad about that.
It's not a secret that antibiotics are causing much problems.
Yeah. I have a solution for that. That's going to make us billions of dollars per year, and we'll fund the InfoWar forever to infinity and beyond. I promise you, Alex. Put me on the phone with your guys afterwards. Put me in a room with anybody. It has to be a skiff. You know, I'm calling in.
A skiff. Yeah, I mean, you can just say the idea on air. I mean, what, do you have an alternative to antibiotics?
No. If I say too much on air...
All right, I love these calls. All right, well, send us a letter, brother. We Chase doesn't work here. He quit. He's a good guy. But we're a tiny crew just doing our show still, just trying to stay on air when he finds to do it. But I appreciate you wanting to help us with a big, great idea. That's great. I just know how to just keep our operation going. Cher in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead, Cher.
Hi, good to talk to you again. It's been a long time. Anyway, I have you and Mike brought up something that kind of gave me one more thing to be horrified about AI, talking about growing them through childhood really fast. You know, and I thought, what about kids that are adopted? Some of them don't react too well. And he said at one point they'll realize they're not human. And I thought, oh, my God. That was all I wanted to call about. What did you think?
Well, what's your view of just everything that's happening right now?
I can't keep up. I try. It's pretty horrifying. I'm pretty happy about Saudi Arabia. Yay. Got a little help there.
That's good news. What do you make of London in deep trouble with Epstein in Congress?
Of what? Oh, well, you know, we'll see what happens with that. You know, I don't know why the guy's not fired already. Well, actually, maybe we do. Sad to say. disappointed in Trump at this point. I'm not totally giving up. I'm kind of like you. You know, I agree. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, I guess.
But back to that AI childhood. I kind of got what you said, but say it again.
Well, if I understood you guys right, you and Mike, you talked about how they're training them. So the big centers are basically forced to train the AI up and bring it through like human through a childhood and all that. And then at some point in 10 seconds, they're a teenager and realize they were quote adopted or that they're not human is what I thought he said.
And they're training them for the takeover and their own admissions. Thanks for the call. Great to hear from you, Cher. Indian, Oregon, last caller. You're our tail gunner on this Thursday, 7th of May, global transmission. Go ahead.
I have breaking bombshell news on this new pandemic. I personally witnessed on the front lines the very first two outbreaks of hantavirus, Elvirus que camina, the virus that walks. This is not the old world hantavirus. This is a gain of function hantavirus. It was initially called virus sin nombre. It's now called the antivirus. I was literally there on the front lines when Vijay Amigwal. And system media were wiped out by this virus. It has a mean kill rate of 54%, and in Vijay Amigwal, it was 60%. I rode with the paramedic to the town, and he claims that the scientists came in first. We have evidence that the CDC was there in November of 97. From Atlanta, USA, in Chile, and this is a very different virus than the old world virus. The old world virus of hantavirus spread only from rats. This one is airborne, and it spreads from human to human, and it's extremely deadly. 54% mean kill rate. It literally wiped out the entire town that me and the paramedic went to. Vijay Amangwal, you can look it up. There wasn't a single person there that didn't have one or two family members that died from it. It's devastating. And the fact that they let this ocean liner cruise without quarantining it with this Andes virus get loose is a crime against humanity. So are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. Hmm.
Yeah, so I wrote about this in a book, SacrificingHumanity.com. It's 1,500 pages. It's two volumes.
Well, I'm glad you called in, but I agree it looks like antifunction. We're out of time. A two-minute break, and then Harrison Smith comes in with the War Room. You'll find the feeds on Rumble at rumble.com/AJNLive. And at Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live on X. You're the Paul Revere. Share those live feeds. Great job to the crew. Please support us at our sponsor, the best supplements and Patriot apparel, thealexjonesstore.com. Giant sales, the only last 48 hours are live there right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you so much. God bless you all. See you tomorrow. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm and right about the open borders and right about the wars and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I'm going to thank all of you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is realalexjones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the t-shirts that are limited edition there. A lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com is available at realalexjones.com, like the modern updated World War II trench knife with the blacked out, murdered out brass knuckles, the skull crusher, 10-inch double-edged dagger, 5 different limited edition laser engraved designs. They're all about to sell out. Only a few hundred left at realalexjones.com. So take advantage of that. Support us. The ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the shilajit, All the very best help books you're going to find are at RealAlexJones.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. But whatever you do, become a VIP at TheAlexJonesStore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it. And you can cancel any time. There's no commitment, just in your profile. You pay $30 a month, you get $40 to spend instantly, and the special deals, special deals, special offers, cancel any time. Stand with us. We've got so much more work to do. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at RealAlexJones.com and the Alex.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.